真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
Today our topic is growing a small church.
今天我们的主题呢，就是怎样可以呢令到一个小的堂会呢来增长。
And if you pull out your notebooks and look at the first section, you'll see the title Growing Healthy Churches.
所以呢，如果你看你那个笔记呢，我们在这里告诉我们怎样建立一个健康的堂会。
Now that's very deliberately chosen title.
这个主题我特登这样选的。
There was a, just this past year, a massive research project that was conducted around the world.
刚刚过去一年呢，在全世界一个非常庞大的一个的研究。
To my knowledge, no research has been as extensive as this one that was just accomplished.
就我知道呢，是没有试过呢，在教会这个工作里面呢，有这么大的一个的研究。
This research involved 32 different countries.
这个研究呢，包括了32个国家。
On 5 continents.
也都在5个不同的州里面。
1,000 churches.
超过1,000间教会。
There were something like 2.4 million pieces of data that were collected.
我们收集的资料呢，超过240万份的资料。
And they were trying to measure the health of churches.
咁呢个研究咧，就俾我哋可以咧量度教会健康程度。
And what they discovered is something that I think we intuitively know to be true。
佢哋咧发现嘅嘢咧，就同我哋心入边觉得应该系咁样样嘅情况咧，系差唔多。
The research confirmed overwhelmingly one thing。
呢一个研究咧，系肯定咗一个非常重要嘅事。
Healthy churches。Are growing churches.
就是健康的教会，就是增长紧的教会。
The churches that are not healthy do not grow.
这些不健康的教会呢，也都不增长。
And in particular, they found 8 qualities.
特别我们找到呢八个质素。
And the 8 qualities that they found are kind of like a bucket that has 8 flaps going up.
咁啊，呢八个质素咧，好似一个嘅盒入边有八格唔同嘅质素。
And if you notice that the flaps are different heights, because that's the different quality of the church in these 8 areas.
咁咧，每一格咧有唔同嘅程度，因为有呢啲质素系唔同八样嘅唔同嘅质素。
And you were to pour water into the bucket. How much water can be held in the bucket?
咁你倒水入去个桶里边咧，系可以装到几多水咧
？I sometimes have a friend that has a bucket that has different flaps, and he sometimes does a demonstration right in the church.
咁啊，我有个朋友咧，佢嗰个个桶咧就有八格嘅，咁咧佢咧就有阵时咧喺教会入边咧做一个示范。
And he keeps pouring the water and pouring the water and pouring the water, and then what happens?
佢一路倒水，一路倒水，一路倒水，咩事发生？
The water starts spilling out over the lowest flap.
咁啊，嗰个桶咧，最下面嗰格咧就开始满啦。
If you want to raise the capacity of the bucket, what you need to do is raise the height of one of the flaps.
咁如果你想呢个桶咧，嗰个装嘅水个份量多咧，你就可以将嗰个格咧嚟到提升佢。
And not just any flap.
就唔系任何一格。
Which flap do you need to raise first?
咁啊，你边一格你需要先提升佢咧
？Certainly not the tallest one.
当然唔系最上高嗰一格。
But you raise the lower one.
就咧下面嗰啲格数咧，你开始提升佢。
And if you raise the lower ones, then the capacity for the bucket increases.
当你下面的格数你提升它的时候，那个桶可以装的水量更加多。
So it is for growing a healthy church.
为了一个健康教会成长呢，也都如此。
That you identify those character qualities or those traits that are the lowest, and you seek to raise them up, and if you raise them up, the capacity for growth will increase.
我们首先找出那些最基础的质素，那些质素呢，当我们将那些质素提升的时候呢，整个教会的增长的能力呢，都会提升。
And so that is the natural way that it happens.
这个呢，在自然界是这样发生，在教会都是这样。
There is one quality that is true across all the other qualities.
在所有质素里面呢，有一个质素呢，是所有质素都有影响的。
It's the only one that's not written in this particular list.
而就是在我们写下这些质素里面呢，是没提过的。
Because it's intrinsic to all of them.
因为在所有质素都包含的了。
And that is having a high, loving relationship.
这个质素就是呢，需要有一个非常多爱的教会。
My friend Ben Wong says it's an atmosphere of love.
咁王利文牧师咧就话系要需要一个爱嘅气氛。
I have to admit, Ben, I just noticed you were the one translating for me.
而家先留意我同你翻译。
Good to see you, my brother. It's a church that is full of love, has an atmosphere that is joyful and full of laughter.
一个教会是充满爱的气氛呢，是入边呢是充满笑容啊，充满嗰啲嘅喜乐。
It's a place that is strongly influenced by praise and compliment.
一个教会呢是呢好被呢一个嘅欣赏啊肯定呢嚟到影响。
It's possible to talk with others about the feelings and problems.
可以同对方嚟分享我哋心入边嗰种嘅感受，我哋心入边嗰种困难。
And so, an atmosphere of love is one of the key criteria.
所以个爱嘅气氛系一个最基本嘅一个嘅质素。
And that makes sense, doesn't it?
当然我哋大家都好明白呢样嘢。
If you come into a church and everybody hates each other and fighting with each other,
如果你嚟一间教会，大家咧彼此咧都唔中意对方嘅，又咧成日咧讲闲话嘅
，That's not an attractive place that a person would want to stay.
咁当然唔系一个地方咧，啲新嚟嘅朋友想留低嘅。
The only people that stay there are people that like problems.
要留低喺咁嘅教会嘅人咧，只系嗰啲好中意问题嗰啲人。
And so we want to identify what are the principles of a healthy church.
所以我哋揾出到底一个健康教会有啲咩基本嘅原则咧。
And this particular list of 10,
咁啊喺人喺你手入边嗰十个原则
，comes out of a book that I've written called Beyond Church Growth.
咁咧系从我一本书入边系超越教会增长呢本书嚟出嚟。
I was interested to find out.How closely this list of 10 would compare to the international research project that was done.
咁啊，啱啱呢个研究出咗嚟嘅时候咧，我好好奇咧，到底我十个原则同埋佢哋揾出嚟嗰啲结果系有啲咩关系咧
？And the answer is very well.
咁啊，答案咧就系相当接近。
Some of the principles I've broken into two parts instead of just having one part.
咁啊，有啲原则咧，我分为两个原则，佢哋咧就变成一个原则。
And the one that I assumed was the loving relationships.
咁我自己咧系假设呢个咧最基础个爱嗰种嘅关系呢个原则咧。
And so the important thing to think about as we think about our churches is don't focus so much on growth, but focus on health.
所以咧，教会最重要咧，唔系咧要咧将个焦点摆喺增长嗰度，最重要我哋焦点摆喺健康嗰度。
If you focus on increasing the health of your church, then the growth will naturally come.
如果我哋焦点摆喺咧建立一间健康嘅教会咧，个增长系必然嘅。
And that's what the research showed.
个研究亦都带嚟咁嘅结果。
Let's just look at those principles. I want to see which ones do you think are strongest in your situation.
我而家想睇下呢十个原则，你可以多谂下到底你而家间教会里边咧，边一啲原则系特别强嘅。
And which ones are not quite so strong.
你都係睇下邊一啲原則特別弱嘅。
The first we're talking about is visionizing faith and prayer.
第一我哋要講緊咧點樣樣咧係以禱告同埋信心咧嚟到得到意象。
This is talking about realizing that Jesus is the one that builds His church.
喺呢個原則話俾我哋聽咧，就係我哋要承認耶穌係佢喺度建立緊教會。
And we're successful to the degree that we find out what Jesus wants to do.
我哋成功嘅程度咧，係按我哋可以明白耶穌自己想做啲乜嘢嚟到同佢配搭。
My father said one time to me, he said, Bob.Success is to find out what God wants you to do and do it.
我爸爸有一次同我讲，阿 Bob， 呢个叫成功咧，成功就系揾出到底神要做啲咩，然后你配搭一齐去做，咁就成功啦。
And Jesus said, "I will build my church."
耶稣话我要建立教会。
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
呢个阴间权势不能胜过佢。
So do we through listening prayer discern what Jesus wants to do and have faith that He will do it?
所以我哋咧透过聆听嘅祷告咧，去明白到底耶稣想做啲乜嘢，然后凭着信心咧，然后一齐去做。
The second is effective pastoral leadership.
第二个原则咧系有效嘅领导。
Being able to set goals according to the will of God.
我哋可以咧按神俾我哋嘅心意咧嚟到定一啲嘅目标。
Motivating people to embrace those goals.
我哋咧推动弟兄姊妹咧嚟到咧拥抱呢啲目标。
And then equipping people to be able to carry out the ministry.
然后我哋咧嚟到装备弟兄姊妹咧可以完成呢啲目标。
The healthy churches don't have pastors that do all the ministry, but have pastors that equip others to do the ministry.
健康嘅教会嘅牧者咧，就唔系自己做晒，而系咧嚟到装备弟兄姊妹嚟到做。
Thirdly, culturally relevant philosophy of ministry.
第三个呢一个嘅原则咧，就系能够咧有呢一个同呢个文化有关嘅呢啲嘅侍奉嘅哲学。
It has to be appropriate to the target group you're reaching.
我哋嗰啲嘅哲学一定要同我哋做紧嘅对象嗰种文化咧系有关嘅。
We can certainly learn from the experiences of others.
我哋当然可以从人哋嗰度嚟到学习。
But it's dangerous simply to take the experiences of others and try and apply it in our situation.
但如果我哋攞人哋所做嘅嗰种嘅经验嚟到怎摆入我哋嗰度咧，系有问题。
Especially when the experience of others are from other cultural contexts.
尤其是如果人哋嗰个经验咧系另外一种文化背景里边嘅。
But that's even true within the Hong Kong situation.
就算只系香港本身，亦都系咧要小心咁样做。
What works among one particular kind of people may not work among another kind.
一种嘅对象同埋另外一种对象可能要用嘅方法系唔同。
So we must understand the principles that are true in all situations, and then figure out how does that apply in my context.
所以我哋要明白咧，喺所有呢啲嘅对象里边、侍奉里边嘅基本嗰啲哲学系乜嘢，然后从嗰啲哲学。抽入嚟咧，嚟到喺我哋自己个对象嘅文化嗰度嚟实践。
The fourth principle, celebrative and reflective worship.
第四个呢一个嘅原则咧，就系我哋可以咧有庆祝嘅，同埋咧反省嘅呢种嘅敬拜。
Having a worship service that's alive with the presence of God.
呢种敬拜咧喺神嘅面前咧嚟到咧系有好活泼嘅。
You know, you go into some churches and you look around and you say, "Who died?"
你去到一啲教会咧，佢哋敬拜嘅时候咧，你以为咧，哇，主持紧丧礼
，they people look like they have sour faces，
嗰啲人咧，哇，面孔咧好似咧喺度喊紧咁啊
，like they just been baptized in vinegar，
以为咧佢哋啱啱咧人哋同佢洗礼，不过唔系浸喺水，浸喺醋嗰边
，that's not attractive，
呢种嘅敬拜唔会吸引。
But worship ought to be celebrated.
要敬拜需要一种庆祝。
And that's a way that we rejoice in who God is and what He's done.
因为我哋喺神面前咧，我哋庆祝神做咗嘅嘢，我哋亦都咧嚟到将赞美归于我哋嘅主。
Number five,
第五个原则
，holistic disciple making.
就系全面性嘅门徒训练。
By that I mean effective evangelism.
Meeting
people's needs and connecting with them where they are.
也都包括我们满足人的需要来到在他们的环境里面帮助他们。
Helping them come to faith in Christ and become a part of the church.
帮助他们来到信耶稣以后成为教会的分子。
And helping them to grow as loving, obedient disciples.
也都帮助他们成为一个信服的听话的门徒。
That's the task that we're about, making more and better disciples. Number six is an expanding network of cell groups.
第六个原则就是来到发展一个细胞小组网络。
In fact, that was one of the strongest correlations to church growth, was multiplication of cells.
咁亦都係呢一個細胞小，呢個教會增長嘅其中一個好重要嘅原則就係呢，有呢個嘅細胞小組不斷嘅嚟到增長。
And whether or not you have cell groups, the fact is if you have small groups that are effective, disciple making communities, that's what's important.
咁你叫你嘅組係乜嘢都好，叫細胞小組又好，叫佢小組又好，總之呢有效地嘅增長緊嘅。
One time I was working with a particular church planter. And he had gotten off to a very big start, even for the United States.
在美国来的职堂，一开始做得非常好。
Something like 140 people came to the first worship service.
第一次崇拜已经140人来参加。
That's a lot.
非常多人,
even by United States standards.
就算在美国来讲，都已经算很多人了。After
a few months,
过了几个月,
I was having lunch with him.
我同他一起吃饭,
and I've noticed something that new church pastors, the better their church is going, the quicker they'll tell you what their attendance is.
咁咧，我發覺咧，依啲啱啱直堂嘅啱新直堂嘅啲牧者咧，佢哋教會如果好健康咧，就佢哋好想話俾你聽，佢人數有幾多。
And the fact is that the longer they wait to tell you, that means the worse it may be.
但如果佢同你傾偈傾好耐，佢都唔講俾你聽人數幾多咧，即使教會唔係幾增長啦。
This guy was not going to tell me his attendance.
依個人咧，同佢傾偈咧，佢一定唔講俾我聽佢嘅人數幾多。
So I asked him a question.
咁所以我後屘又問佢個問題。
I said, tell me how many small groups do you have?
我話你有幾多個小組啊？
He said, two.
佢話兩個。
A men's group and a women's group.
一個係一個弟兄小組，一個姊妹小組。
And I said to him, so your church is about 40 in attendance right now, isn't it?
咁我話，哦，咁你教會有大約40個人啦，係咪啊？
And his chin goes,
佢突然之間呆咗。
How did you know?
你點知㗎？
I said, every church will cut itself down to the size where it can care for the people.
每一间教会呢，它可以关怀几多人呢，就几多人会留喺嗰间教会。
Small groups provide the way to care for people, and if you expand the base of small groups, you can have greater capacity to care, raise the flat of the bucket, and you can then grow more.
小组呢，小组呢，是帮助我们去关怀人的一个最基本的单位。 所以如果我哋小组可以嚟到繁殖，可以小组嚟更多嘅时候咧，我哋将教会个容纳性咧就加添，而咧我哋咧就可以更多人嚟到入嚟呢间教会。
Principle number seven，
第七个原则
，developing and resourcing leaders，
发展领袖同埋咧嚟到发掘佢哋。
We can't do it by ourselves，
我哋自己唔可以做晒所有事工。
But we need others to help us.
我哋需要人哋帮助我，同我哋一齐侍奉。
And so we need to develop other people to be able to help provide leadership.
所以我哋需要发展呢，其他人呢，嚟到呢，同我哋一齐呢，嚟到带领教会。
In the smaller church, the pastor seems to do most of the work.
喺个细嘅教会里边呢，牧者差唔多乜都做晒。
In Japan, for instance, the pastor does everything.
喺日本咧，个牧者咧一脚踢乜都包晒。
They go visit all the people.
到处去探访，每个弟兄姊妹都系佢探访。
They lead all the groups.
佢带紧所有嘅组。
They even get involved in making arrangements for weddings.
如果要结婚呢，去安排晒人哋嘅婚礼。
They sometimes even help name the babies that are born. And churches that have pastors like that are churches that are not growing churches, they're small. But those pastors that begin to equip and train other leaders, those churches can begin to grow. Number 8 is mobilizing believers according to spiritual gifts. God designed the church to be a body. And every member of the body has a specific part. And the more you have the parts of the body functioning together, the more effectively you can see the church be healthy and grow.
如果一个身体每一部分呢，佢都系按自己嗰种嘅角色嚟到运作，个身体咧会更加健康。
Now here's where I sometimes ask pastors and church leaders, I say, how many of you have taught on spiritual gifts?
咁我有阵时问啲牧者啊，呢度几多人咧教属灵恩赐喺教会里边？
Let me see your hands.
现在我想问一问，请举手，如果你有教属灵恩赐嘅。Okay,
some of you, many of you.
有少少。
Now this one you don't have to raise your hands on.
咁而家想问一个问题，你唔需要举手。
How many of you have a system where every new person coming in understands their spiritual gift and is guided to a place of ministry that's appropriate for their giftedness?
呢度几多教会咧，你有一个系统咧，俾人哋咧进入教会嘅时候咧，可以揾到自己属灵恩赐，而咧引导佢咧按佢属灵恩赐咧去佢能够侍奉嘅岗位嗰度。
See, there's a big difference between having a theology of spiritual gifts and having a practice of spiritual gifts.
有属灵恩赐嘅神学同埋有属灵恩赐嗰种嘅运作咧，系两回事。
Number 9, appropriate and productive programming.
第九就系咧，有呢个有效嘅适切嘅一啲活动。
Appropriate in that it meets needs.
适切咧就即时咧可以满足需要。
Productive and it makes more and better disciples.
有效咧就可以生产更多嘅门徒。
In other words, we use programs. Effective churches use programs that work.
即使咧有效嘅教会咧就系用一啲有效嘅活动咧嚟到运作。
In the U.S., we call this sanctified pragmatism.
美国咧，我哋叫呢样嘢咧就系咧即系。 属灵嘅呢一个嘅实用主义。
We want to use things that God is blessing.
我哋要用咧神喺度祝福紧嗰啲嘅嘢。
And if it doesn't work, then we have to say, let's get rid of it under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
如果呢啲嘅活动咧都冇效嘅，咁我哋咧需要咧删除佢，按圣灵嘅带领嚟删除佢。
But you know the problem is not those new programs that we start or ministries we start that fail.
咁啊，其实咧最大嘅问题咧，就唔系我哋开始嗰啲新嘅嗰啲活动咧，而失败嘅活动。
The problem are those ministries that we used to have in the past that were successful that are no longer effective and working today.
嗰啲问题多数咧都系喺咧以往系好有效嗰啲嘅活动，不过而家已经冇效啦。但我哋仲系要维持。
And yet the church continues to do it. Month in, month out, year in, year out, even though it's no longer effective.
但系个教会咧，虽然嗰啲活动已经冇效啦，但系我哋咧，每星期、每个月、每一年咧，都系做紧呢啲活动。
We call these things sacred cows.
我哋叫呢啲叫做嗰啲属灵嘅唔可以攞走嘅一啲嘅活动。
Just like in India, you cannot touch the cows.
就好似印度啦，佢话呢个剩牛啊，就系印度咧嗰啲牛咧系唔可以嚟到伤害嘅。
There are some things in the tradition of the church that we cannot change.
咁啊，喺教会嘅呢个传统里边咧，往往有啲嘢咧，我哋觉得唔可以改变。
And yet those sacred cows are draining resources.
但就系呢啲我哋所谓不可改变嘅传统嘅嘢咧，就有阵时咧就攞咗我哋最大嘅精力。
Sometimes we need to make hamburgers.
有阵时咧，我哋需要咧杀咗个牛咧嚟到咧啊整汉堡包。
And kill the sacred cow.
啊，个牛咧有阵时咧都要劏噶啦。
So the church can grow.
你劏咗牛咧，咁有汉堡包食系咪？咁人先会增长，教会又会增长。
By the way, that was one of the most strongly found pieces of evidence in the research.
咁啊，大家記得呢個嘅研究咧，帶俾我哋咧其中一個最有力嘅一個嘅一點咧，就係、是、一點。
Churches that regarded themselves as traditional，
呢啲教會咧認為自己咧係傳統嘅
，were the least healthy churches， and those that were either plateaued or declining。
啊，呢啲教會咧係喺個研究裏邊俾我哋見到咧。是最不健康，亦都咧要就咧人数越嚟越少，或者咧已经停留咧唔增长。
Very strong negative correlation to growth。
啊，呢啲嘅咁嘅教会咧系唔会帮助增长嘅。
Now I'm not saying that we change our theology. In fact, our theology needs to remain traditional and conservative.
我唔系讲我哋咧要改变我哋神学，我哋神学系好需要保守同埋咧。是很傳統。
We need to hold true to the Bible.
因為聖經呢是真理，我們需要緊握著聖經。
I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about traditions in terms of methods.
所以我不是講緊神學上的傳統，我是講緊方法上的傳統。
Appropriate and productive programming.
所以我們需要有適切和有效的活動。
And number 10, starting churches that reproduce.
第十咧就系讲到咧，我哋开始一啲咧能够咧繁殖嘅教会。
One thing that the research showed, the fact the strongest correlation to church health and church growth.
啊，呢个研究俾我哋见到咧，最帮助教会增长、最建立健康嘅教会嘅因素系乜嘢
？The strongest evidence that came from all the research.
所有呢啲研究里边俾我哋见到咧，一个系最基础噶啦。
The healthiest churches and the most growing churches were those that were planting churches.
就最健康嘅同埋最增长嘅教会就系嗰啲咧植紧堂嘅教会。
There was a direct correlation between the health and growth of the church and the number of the churches that had planted in the last 5 years.
咁咧，俾我哋见到咧，嗰一间教会过去五年增长，即系植咗几多堂咧，同佢嘅增长咧息息相关。
And the churches that were not planting churches were the least healthy and least growing.
嗰啲咧不直堂嘅教会，亦都系最唔健康，亦都咧系最不增长。
And so it's very true that healthy churches reproduce.
所以都俾我哋知道咧，健康嘅教会一定繁殖。
So the result of applying principles 1 through 9 would result in starting new work.
所以如果我哋实践第一到埋第去到第九依九个原则嘅时候咧，就会带嚟咧第十啦，就系咧我哋会繁殖教会。
Now I want to give you some time to reflect on this。
我想俾大家少少时间咧嚟到咧谂下呢十样嘢。
Notice the question。
啊，下面有啲问题。
Which of the healthy church principles are strongest in your congregation？
喺你嘅教会里边咧。边一啲咧原则系最强嘅咧
？Just take a look at that list of 10 as I briefly surveyed it, and put a little smiley face by those that where you're doing well.
咁你就可以睇翻呢十个原则，你发觉咧你做得唔错嗰啲咧，就整个笑嘅面孔喺嗰度喺旁边。
And those that you think where you may need to grow or strengthen, you may want to put some other kind of face or.Just need an explanation point.
嗰啲原則你覺得咧唔係幾好嘅，或者需要咧進步嘅，你可以咧整個啲另外一種嘅面孔嘅樣啊，你中意咩都得，或者整個記號喺度都得。
I'd like to give you 2 minutes to reflect on this.
我想俾大家2分鐘嚟到咧反省一下。
And then I'll do something else.
跟住我哋再繼續。
就係關於第十點嗰、那個健康嘅教會係一個保持直堂的教会。
我的问题就是香港的地方是有限的就楼价很贵所以个限制很大。第二呢就是香港这么少的地方已经有这么多教会。第三呢就是那个传道人的人手。第四呢就是现在的教会是否已经是充分的被利用 呢幾點加埋咧，我就係質疑究竟嗰、那個增長係咪同嗰個食堂係聯想必然嘅關係？可能喺外地就係、是，可能樓價外地唔係一個問題，神學嘅教育係比較充分啲等等啊，所以我對呢點係有少少保留嘅。咁細嘅地方係咪喺1000間教會？我唔知而家有幾多教會，再要加多1000間咧？咁樣係咪一個有效嘅運用神俾我哋嘅資源嘅方式咧？嚇！
That's a question that's asked not just in Hong Kong.
呢個問題唔單止喺香港有問。
Number one, I would say you shouldn't look at the number of churches. You should look at the number of people that need to be reached.
第一，我想留意咧，就唔好睇有幾多間教會，我哋需要睇咧有幾多人咧係我哋需要得着嘅。
I've forgotten the exact number of people that are already reached here in Hong Kong. Is it something like 4% maybe?
香港大3%。有3%係信主耶穌。
So if you were to double that up to say 6%，
所以如果我哋想呢個嘅倍增去到6%，
each of the churches would need to double their capacity。
每一間教會需要咧雙倍人數。
Not all the churches are healthy enough to be able to do that。
但唔係所有教會咧都係健康嘅，可以嚟到咁樣做。
It takes at least 10% with some momentum to be able to say you even begun to reach a place. You need about 10% and some momentum.
我哋需要咧最少有10%嘅教會帶領一個嘅動力咧，可以嚟到贏得一個地方。
So, do we want to have the smaller churches to be able to grow and be effective? Sure.
咁我哋想唔想啲細教會咧係可以咧嚟到健康又增長咧？當然我哋想。
That's why I'm spending today on how to help small churches to be healthy and grow。
所以今日我哋先至講呢個主題，點樣幫助咧呢啲小嘅教會嚟到成為健康增長嘅教會。
But they also must have new churches。
但佢哋都需要有新嘅教會。
Sometimes, though, there's a mistake in thinking that says small churches are less effective than big churches.
有時有啲人咧有錯嘅諗法，就係咧小嘅教會咧係冇大嘅教會咁有效。
The research showed exactly the opposite.
我哋講俾你聽嗰個大嘅研究咧，係啱啱嘅俾我哋結果咧係倒轉嘅。
Churches under 100reached actually just as many people as churches about 400.
呢個少過100人嘅教會得到嘅贏取嘅人咧，係咧同超過400人嘅教會係一樣咁多。
And they compared small churches to the mega churches.
咁啊，佢哋咧比較小教會同埋呢啲所謂咧巨型教會。
And they discovered that evangelistically speaking, small churches were 1,500 times more effective than the mega church.
他們發現呢，小的教會呢，是比這些巨型教會呢，是呢，更加有效，超過1,500倍的效率。
It was startling.
即是大家都覺得很驚奇，是不是？
How do churches grow best?
咁啊，教會點樣可以最有效嘅增長咧
？They grow best when they multiply little units of Christianity。
佢哋增長最好咧，就係咧少少嘅基督徒嘅單位不斷繁殖。
The smallest unit is the cell unit。
最小嘅單位就係小組。
And then the smaller congregational unit actually is more effective in reaching people for Christ than the larger churches in general.
而嗰啲咧小嘅教會能夠得到嘅靈魂咧係多過咧係更加有效過啲大嘅教會。
So I am all for having the smaller churches double and even triple in size.
咁所以咧，我咧好興奮咧，見到小嘅教會咧能夠咧。能够倍增可以咧人数咧倍增。
And while they're doing that, to plant 2 or 3 times the number of new churches, there'll be small ones to grow up also.
而咧，佢哋同时间咧都食一啲其他嘅小嘅教会，亦都可以倍增。
The second part of your question had to do with leadership.
咁啊，你第二個問題咧，問題嘅第二 part 咧就講領導。
And we definitely need new and more effective ways of raising up leaders.
當然，我哋今日咧需要咧有新嘅，有更有效嘅方法，點樣去培養領導人出嚟
？That's the focus of tomorrow.
呢個係聽日我哋要講嘅。
That was one of the more startling results of the survey and research.
呢個嘅研究咧，俾我哋另外一個咧好驚人嘅一個結果。
There was a strong negative correlation between pastors who have formal theological training and church growth. Negative correlation.
一個教會越多係受正統神學訓練嘅教會咧，係個增長率咧係最越低。
In the churches that were least healthy and declining,
呢啲教會咧係最不健康，而咧人數咧係向下嘅。
Some 72% of the pastors had formal Bible college or theological training.
而喺呢啲教會裏邊咧，嗰啲嘅牧者咧至少72%以上。
In the churches that were healthy and growing, only 32% had formal theological training.
在健康同埋咧增長緊嘅教會入邊嘅牧者咧，只有32%咧係受過正統神學訓練嘅。
Those figures are plus or minus a few points because I can't remember the exact number, but it's on that order.
因為我開始老啦，所以咧可能記憶力唔係咁好，所以。可能咧，加一兩個百分點啦。
So yes, we do need to raise up leaders.
當然我哋需要咧培養領導。
We need to raise up leaders that know how to evangelize and disciple and equip other leaders.
但我哋需要培養嘅領袖咧，係識得咧去傳福音，識得咧培養門徒，識得咧點樣樣去培養其他嘅領袖。
And we need to raise up leaders that can multiply disciples and groups and churches.
我哋需要培养嗰啲领袖咧，可以咧繁殖组嘅，可以繁殖嘅人数嘅。
So number one, the small church is not necessarily bad. In fact, research shows it's more effective than larger churches.
所以首先咧，细嘅教会唔代表咧唔好，细嘅教会咧其实比大嘅教会嘅增长咧系更加有效。
Number two, look at the harvest, not the number of churches.
第二咧就唔好睇教会嘅数目，要睇咧。我哋嗰個莊稼仲要收嘅有幾多？
If you're going to effectively reach Hong Kong, you need 5,000 churches here.
如果我哋1,000幾間教會係做到而家嘅工作，可能我哋需要5,000幾間教會先可以贏得整個香港。
And number three, to do that, we're going to need to change the way we raise up leaders.
第三咧，我哋需要改變我哋點樣培養領袖。
And go back to more biblical ways of raising up leaders.
我哋翻去咧，更加屬於聖經。咁樣合乎聖經嘅方法去培養領袖。
But don't get me started on tomorrow's lecture yet.
不過呢個聽日要講嘅，所以我唔想今日講太多。
And number four, recognize that the strongest correlation to church growth and health was the number of churches they had planted. The best way to grow churches is to invest in starting other ones. It'll help the parent church to become more healthy and even more effective.
咁另外咧，你要明白咧，就係即係呢一個最幫助教會增長嘅同埋健康嘅一個因素咧，就係去植其他嘅堂。而當你植堂嘅時候咧，亦都幫助母堂咧可以更加健康，亦都更加多嘅增長。
I've always believed these things。
其實我所講嘅，我不嬲都相信噶啦。
But now we have the research in 5 continents, 32 countries, and 1,000 churches.That validate what I've been saying.
不過而家咧有人做咗一個研究喺30幾個國家喺5個州裏邊咧，喺超過1,000間教會裏邊咧，俾我可以證實我不嬲以為啱嘅嘢咧，原來真係啱嘅。
I know that's a challenge for some of you.
亦都可以咧挑戰下你哋嘅思想。
But that's okay. You'll have more things that will challenge and stretch you as the week goes on.
咁啊，當然咧，嚟緊幾日咧，就有好多嘢會挑戰你嘅思想噶啦。
And I trust out of that the Lord will confirm those things that need to be different, so that you'll be even more effective in reaching people.
咁咧，我期望咧，神咧會俾你更多嘅去幫助你咧，贏得更多人嘅一啲嘅方法或者意念。
Okay, we have time for one more question.
有冇問題？仲可以有時間有一個問題。
Come to the mic, please.
我想问我假设的问题，就是
假设我的教会呢那十点都没有的，
应该怎样去原来落实这十点呢？还有有没有优先次序？譬如是第一点是讲祈祷，是不是因为祈祷就是最优先的？这个工作流露出来就是第十点迟些是没有那么重要的，你明白吗？我是讲的。
I would find it hard to believe you have none.
哦，好难相信你十点都冇啊。
Without knowing more specifics, I would say the first place to start is where you spend your time.
咁啊，冇时间去讲得好详细，不过咧，简单嚟讲咧，就系你用最多时间嗰啲嘢咧，可能就要开始从嗰度开始啦。
Every pastor can rearrange his or her schedule to give 6 to 8 hours a week.
每一个牧者咧可以重新整理佢嘅时间表，可以攞6至8个钟头出嚟。
It is possible.
What do you want to do with it? 6 to 8 hours?
That's what I want to say.
Okay.
一个系可以做得到嘅。
And therefore, what you must do.Is in the midst of all your other pastoral duties, focus those 6 to 8 hours on the most important issue that needs to be addressed next.
所以咧，喺你牧会嘅过程里边咧，最重要咧，你又需要攞呢6至8个钟头咧，嚟到集中喺咧你系最需要去做嘅事。
You will know that by praying and asking God which one of these we need to go on first.
咁啊，有十样嘢，你到底做啲咩先咧？你可以祈祷咧，神会话俾你听边一样要开始先，然后攞时间出嚟咧就去做。
And begin focusing on that one until it begins to start happening to some degree。
你需要焦点咧就摆喺一点里边咧，然后咧俾佢咧开始嚟到做到啦，咁啊先至进行第二。
Then move on to the next one。
跟住第二点。
And work on that until it begins to happen。
咁啊，集中做嗰样，直至到嗰样嘢做到。
And that's how you do it, slowly but surely, step by step.
唔需要急，但系咧一步一步咧就会做成啦。
If you're truly in a situation where none of these things are present,
如果你真系十点都冇嘅
，then you may need to get some coaching from more experienced people to help you sort out which ones to do first and how to go.
咁我可能咧，我会建议咧，你需要揾一啲教练啊，揾啲人咧可以帮助你，同你一齐去睇。你间教会，然后拣出咧边一点咧，你需要开始，然后帮助你去成功。
One of the results of this week is to start setting up some networks that allows for some coaching and some help to be given to pastors and church leaders.
一个星期，我哋其中一样好想做咧，就系成立一个嘅网络，可以去实际地咧，可以有啲嘅人咧去帮助一啲有需要嘅牧者。
So the saying goes, a long journey begins with what? The first step.
咁啊，当然有人讲咧，如果要行1000里路咧，最重要咧行第一步，系咪
？And the first thing you can control to some degree is your own time.
咁当然你第一样嘢你可以做咧，就系亦都有能力去做得到咧，就系控制下自己嘅时间，重整下时间。
So I suggest that's where to start.
所以我觉得呢个就系你第一步。
I learned a word. What I'd like to do is to move to page 2, and you'll notice that the format of the next 10 pages is pretty much the same.
而家想睇第二页，你都会留意咧，嚟紧个大约十页咧，都系嗰个样系差唔多噶啦。
I would like to, in our rest of the day together, try to hit some of the highlights and some of the key issues for each of the 10 principles.
我想大家咧喺嚟紧几日咧就可以喺每十个原则里边咧都可以捉到一啲嘅嘢。
And you'll notice that at the bottom there are some reflection questions.
咁你见到咧喺下边咧有啲反省嘅问题。
As well as some suggested action steps to put this principle into practice in your situation.
亦都有啲行动嘅步骤咧，系帮助你而家点样实践呢啲原则喺你自己嘅情况嘅嗰地。
And so I trust this will be useful for you as you go back into your own context.
我相信咧，你翻去咧，你当你去咁样谂嘅时候咧，会帮助你。
And you would have freedom if you want to reproduce that and use that in your own study. You're perfectly welcome to do so.
当然，如果你想啊复印啊，可以用呢啲咁嘅资料咧，系好欢迎你去用。
So visualizing faith and prayer.
首先我哋讲下点样咧。以信心和祷告呢求取这个意象
I refer to the fact that Jesus said I will build my church
耶稣说我要建立教会
one of the strong characteristics of visionizing faith and prayer is the firm conviction that God will work even more powerfully in the years to come
其中一个呢得到这个意象呢就是呢心里面有相信呢神在将来的日子里面呢要做更大的事
You can talk with some Christian leaders and they say, Oh, it's so terrible.
如果同一啲嘅基督教领袖嚟到倾偈嘅时候，佢会话俾你：，哦，而家好惨啊！
We're so small.
我哋好细啊，教会。
We can't do anything.
啊，好多嘢都做唔到啊。
Guess what?
啊，你知唔知道
？Jesus would agree with you.
耶稣会认同你嘅讲法。
Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do." Nothing.
耶稣说离了我，你什么都不能做。
It's not a point of what we can do.
所以问题咧就唔系我哋可以做到啲乜嘢。
It's a point of what He can do through us.
个问题就系神可以透过我哋做啲乜嘢。
And so Jesus said, "I will build my church."
所以耶稣话我要建立我嘅教会。
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
阴间权势不能胜过他。
Do you realize what that says?
你知唔知道呢句说话讲啲乜嘢咧？
That we're the people of God.
就我哋系神嘅子民。
We're armed with the Word of God.
我哋有神嘅话语系我哋武器。
And we're empowered by the Spirit of God.
我哋有圣灵俾我哋力量。
And we have the authority of Jesus Himself to bash down the gates of hell.
而我哋有耶稣俾我哋嘅权柄去打低呢个阴间嘅门啊，去破碎阴间。
And we can invade hell itself.
而我哋可以咧侵略呢个阴间本身
，and help people come out of darkness and into light。
而我哋可以将人咧从黑暗带入光明。
And Jesus said, "I guarantee you success."
耶稣话：当你咁样做嘅时候，我担保你系成功嘅。
About you, that excites me.
我自己好兴奋啊！谂起呢样嘢。
Are you excited about that?
你兴唔兴奋
？Do you believe that?
你相唔相信我哋咁样做
？So one of the critical questions that Jesus was going to build his church.
所以第一个问题咧，就系耶稣咧系要建立佢嘅教会。
Is what does Jesus have in mind?
我哋问呢个问题就系耶稣到底谂紧啲乜嘢？佢系建立教会。
Because success is to find out what Jesus wants you to do.
因为成功系咩咧？成功就系揾出到底耶稣要做啲乜嘢。
And then do it.
然后我哋同佢一齐配搭。
How do you discern what Jesus wants?
咁到底你点样去察觉耶稣要啲乜嘢咧
？Listening prayer.
要聆听嘅祷告。
Taking time to discern God's will.
用时间去嚟到揾到神嘅心意。
And ask Jesus the question, Lord, if you had your way over the next 5 years, 10 years, what would look different?
我哋可以啊，同神讲神啦。如果你可以做你所要做嘅嘢，嚟紧呢5年、10年咧，有乜嘢会改变
？If you could have your way fully within my life and within my ministry, within our church, what would feel different?
如果我嘅生命、我嘅教会完全交喺你手入边，任你点样舞都好，呢间教会我嘅生命会有啲咩改变咧
？If God would really have His ways, what would be different？
如果神真系掌管你生命，佢中意点就点，到底有啲咩会改变咧
？God wants to bless you more than you can even imagine。
你知道神咧要祝福你咧，多过你可以想象嘅。
But you know the problem is。
但你知个问题喺边度咧
？We're going so fast all the time。
问题咧就我哋好忙啊，好快啊，冲嚟冲去。
That we never slow down to find out what Jesus wants to do。
我哋冇时间咧，去慢落嚟咧，去停落嚟咧，去了解下到底耶稣要做啲乜嘢。
I thought people moved fast in Los Angeles.
我以為呢洛杉磯嗰啲人呢佢嗰啲行動已經好快㗎啦。
Then I came to Hong Kong.
跟住我嚟香港。
You even walk fast.
喺香港我哋行路到比美國人行路快好多嘅。我哋飄嚟飄去嘅輕功。
Always in a hurry.
成日都係衝嚟衝去。
Always so busy.
成日都好忙。
Busyness can kill vision.
忙碌可以抹殺異象。
Busyness can ruin your spiritual life.
忙碌可以毀壞我哋屬靈生命。
Busyness can result in losing your direction.
忙碌可以令到我哋咧失去方向。
Busyness can get you disconnected from the power of God.
忙碌可以令到我哋咧從神嘅能力咧嚟到脱離。
Busyness can desensitize your spirit to the Spirit of God.
忙碌咧可以令到我哋咧嘅靈咧係唔敏感神嘅靈。
Somehow, in the midst of the busyness, we need to learn how to slow down and listen to God.
所以喺我哋所有嘅忙碌嘅裏邊，我哋好需要學習咧，點樣樣可以慢落嚟咧，去明白神嘅心。
How many of you have some of these symptoms?Your daily work seems to be scattered and unproductive.
唔知幾多人咧有以下我提嘅依啲嘅跡象，就係咧你每一日嘅嗰啲嘅工作咧，好似好散一樣。
You repeat routine functions.
你一日做嘅嘢好似重重複複。
Without a sense of progress.
依啲重重複複整咗咧，你覺得好似冇乜進度。
You feel powerless to control your ministry future.
你覺得咧，你冇乜能力咧去控制你嘅侍奉嘅將來要發生嘅嘢。
You're often unsure about where your ministry is headed and what to do next.
你成日咧都唔知道咧，你嘅呢個侍奉咧個方向係點樣樣，下一步點樣行咧，你都係唔係好確實。
You lack spiritual power and leadership confidence.
你缺少咧屬靈嘅能力，你缺少咧領導嗰種嘅信心。
You find yourself putting out fires instead of setting fires underneath people.
你發覺自己咧到處去滅火啊，就唔係咧嚟到喺人生命裏邊點著嗰啲火。
If some of these sound true for you,
如果我所形容嘅係你
，then maybe there's a need for some reflection.
咁可能你需要咧有啲反省。
I would encourage you to take some time to go and think and to pray.
所以我會鼓勵你攞少少時間咧，去咧嚟到禱告，嚟到思想反省。
Because we can get so busy that we can lose our vision in less than a month.
因為我哋可以忙啊，忙到咧，我哋可能一個月咧已經失去咗我哋嘅意象。
I found that to be true.
我發覺咧依樣嘢好真實。
In fact, the busier we get,
我哋越忙咧。
The more we need to slow down.
我哋越更加需要咧靜落嚟。
The more deliberate we need to be about spending time with God and getting His direction.
我哋更加需要咧係刻意地攞時間咧去嚟到咧同神一齊咧去捉到神嘅心意。
Jesus was busy, wasn't he?
耶穌非常忙係咪
？But he was never in a hurry.
但耶穌咧唔會咧衝嚟衝去嘅。
Jesus had lots of demands on his time.
耶稣时间呢有好多人要对佢好多要求。
And yet, he would prayerfully discern what it is God wants him to do.
但耶稣呢会祷告里边呢去察觉到底神要佢做啲乜嘢。
How many of you have time already set aside just for maybe say 3 or 4 hours just to set aside time for prayer and for planning?It's already written down on your schedule.
A week.
What's that?
A week.
No, just 3 or 4 hours. No, in one block.
依度唔知幾多人咧，你會攞3-4個鐘頭出嚟咧，你已經喺時間表裏邊已經寫咗咧有3-4個鐘頭咧，攞嚟咧就係攞嚟咧安靜啊、聆聽啊、攞嚟咧反省嘅。
Where you can be uninterrupted.
依啲時間咧，你冇人騷擾你嘅。
How many could point to something in your schedule right now that has that amount of time?
有幾多人你而家喺你而家嘅時間嘅計劃裏邊已經有一個咁嘅時間計劃咗嘅？有幾多
？Some of you, good. Those of you that raised your hands are the creationists.
啱啱舉手嗰啲咧就係有創意嘅人。
The rest of you are evolutionists.
其他嗰啲啱啱舉手嗰啲咧係。是啊，創造性的人嚟嘅，其他咧就係evolution 咧，進化嘅人，咁上下咧。
The point I'm trying to make is unless we carve out time deliberately to listen to Jesus through the Holy Spirit, we will not have power in our ministry because we might be.Trying very hard, but we might be doing the wrong thing.
我想話第一樣嘢就係，如果我哋咧冇攞時間出嚟咧，嚟到聆聽神，嚟到同神一齊咧，我哋就失去我哋侍奉嘅能力。我哋可能好忙去做好多嘢，但係咧未必係我哋應該做嘅嘢。
Have you ever thought about setting aside one day a month just to pray and to plan?
有冇谂过可能一个月里边啊，攞一日出嚟就系只系攞嚟啊祷告，同埋咧嚟到计划咧。
How about taking two hours or three hours a week just to think through what the next week is going to be？
或者每星期攞两个钟头、三个钟头出嚟咧，就谂一谂到底呢个星期可以做啲乜嘢咧？你反省一下过去个星期我做咗啲乜嘢
？How about taking two or three days every year to think ahead for the next year？
啊，有冇谂过咧？每一年咧攞两日或者三日咧去反省一下、谂下或者计划一下出年我会点样做咧？
I find that the faster the culture runs, the more deliberate and intentional we must be about protecting those times to listen to God.
我發覺咧，我哋個文化、我哋嘅社會個速度越嚟越快嘅時候，我哋更加要保守，要竭力去保守咧，我哋呢啲嘅能夠去反省嘅時間、去聆聽嘅時間、安靜嘅時間。
Now, see, I'm assuming that you're taking time for personal prayer and devotion.
咁當然，我已經假設大家咧會已經有你嘅靈修時間同埋祈禱時間。
What I'm talking about is taking time to reflect upon your leadership and what God wants you to do as a leader.
我而家唔係講緊靈修，我而家講緊咧，你攞時間出嚟咧，反省你自己點樣領導，點樣帶領你嘅教會嘅方向，你生命嘅方向。
Because the secret is not trying to do more things.
所以因為個秘訣咧，就唔係要做更多嘢。
In fact, the secret is laid out in John chapter 15.
個秘訣就係喺約翰福音十五章已經寫咗俾我哋。
It says that the tree that produces the vine that produces fruit, in order to be more fruitful, the Father trims it and cuts it back so that it'll bear more fruit.
約翰福音十五章話俾我哋聽咧，嗰、那個枝子係有更多嘅果子。如果要有更多果子咧，嗰、那個父咧會嚟到要剪佢，嚟到咧令到佢更加生長有效。
The secret to greater fruitfulness is not trying to do more, but trying to do less.
所以如果要有更多果子。那個的秘訣不是要做更多東西，但是做更少東西。
And to do more of the right less.
而呢，我們用更多時間去做那些應該做的東西，但是要應該做的東西，可能呢，就不是那麼多東西而已。
Let me phrase it this way. What are the two or three really important things, the few really important things,which if done with excellence will really make a difference.
好，我想問大家，或者我哋可以自己問自己，就係喺我生命裏邊嘅侍奉裏邊，邊兩三樣嘢你覺得咧？如果就係做呢兩三樣嘢，但係做得好卓越嘅，會真係咧會好大影響嘅，係到底乜嘢咧
？Focusing on the truly important.
所以我哋要集中去做嗰啲真係重要嘅嘢。
Another dimension of this is the mobilizing of intercessors.
另外一个角度来看呢，就是呢我们要招募代祷者。
One Christian leader put it this way.
有个基督徒领袖这么说，
Prayer is not preparation for the battle, it is the battle.
这个祷告不是去准备作战，祷告本身就是作战。
And to mobilize those people that will pray with you and for you is absolutely critical.
所以我们需要招募的人呢，是为我们祷告，同我们一起祷告，这个非常重要。
Do you have people that you've mobilized as intercessors to pray for you?
你有没有一些人你已经招募了，这些人推动他们呢，去为你祈祷呢？
To pray for your ministry?
去为你的侍奉祈祷呢？
How many of you have at least three people that are committed to pray for you and you communicate with them at least once a month? Can I see your hands?
这个多少人呢？你是最少三个人呢，是委身为你祈祷的，而你呢，同他们沟通，最少呢，一个月一次。
How many would like to have that?
多少人你想这样样的，请举手。
Now, in your notes, is there a place for, is there any kind of, says like an action idea list?
这里你的笔记应该有一页，是说要做的事。
No, maybe not.
要做的事。
What you do is then, if you find things that you need to do, put a star in the left margin.
咁啊，如果你有啲嘢你要做嘅，好似啱试嗰样嘢，你好想见到嘅，你就写落嚟，然后咧打粒星，大嘅星喺左手边。
I have numbers of people who will pray for me every day.
我咧自己有好多人咧为我每一日嚟到祷告嘅。
I've even got 60 children that pray.
我有60个小朋友系为我代祷嘅。
No, we don't have 60 children in our home.
咁啊，当然我自己唔系有60个仔女。
If we did, we would definitely need to have many intercessors mobilized.
如果我真系有60个仔女，我真系需要好多好多嘅代祷者，系咪？
But these are the children and the families that support my ministry.
呢啲咧系咧支持我侍奉嗰啲嘅弟兄姊妹佢哋嘅仔女。
And they are praying for you very specifically this week.
而就系呢个星期，佢哋咧为紧呢个聚会，为紧你哋每一个人嚟到祷告。
Children from 4 and 5 years old through 12 years old.
四五岁嘅直至到12岁嘅细路仔，而家为我哋祈祷。
And my wife writes them a special letter every month.
我太太每个月咧就写一封信俾佢哋。
This letter was focused on the Philippines where I just was and Hong Kong where I am now.
咁啊，过呢封信咧特别集中咧，我啱啱去完菲律宾，同埋咧而家喺香港我做嘅嘢。
So make a commitment to mobilize intercessors.
所以你咧要咧要招募一啲代祷者
，people that you know to be people of prayer.
呢啲你知道咧会为你祈祷嘅人
，people that you know that have asked you for requests.
这些人呢会走来呢问你的牧师我怎么可以为你祈祷啊
Even better, those that check back on the request that you've given to them to see how it went.
更加好呢就有些人呢他问你为了什么代祷跟着呢他回来问你牧师我为你祈祷这件事有没有什么答案啊你到底怎么样啊这些人更加好啦一定要捉住他。
Pray that God would begin to raise up those people that can pray for you.
所以你祈祷呢求主呢给你可以呢招募这些这样的人。
One of the things that I'm discovering around the world is God is preparing the church through a great prayer movement.
咁啊，我而家发觉咧，神喺呢个整个世界里边，神咧准备紧教会咧有一个好大嘅祈祷嘅运动。
I don't think in the history of the world there's been such a massive global mobilization of intercessors.
我从未见过咧，或者我谂前呢个历史里边咧未试过有一个咁大嘅普世性嘅祷告嘅运动。
So start praying yourself.
所以你而家自己都需要开始祈祷。
Take time to get vision from God.
攞啲时间出嚟咧，用佢神俾意象俾你。
Mobilize others to pray for you.
推动其他人为你祈祷。
Communicate with them regularly.
同佢哋咧，经常地咧有沟通。
I make a commitment to communicate with my intercessors at least once a month.
我咧就同我嘅代祷者咧最少一个月一次咧有沟通嘅。
So I know when the first of the month comes up, I know that the prayer letter is due.
咁我知道咧，每个月嘅第一日咧，我哋知道咧，我又开始要写代祷信啦。
This time I came to the end of the month, and I hadn't written the prayer letter yet.
今次咧，我嚟去到月尾咧，都仲未写代祷通信。
So the Lord delayed my flight in Korea And so I sat in the airport till I finished my prayer letter before the plane would take off.
咁所以神咧就知道我未寫代到通信，所以喺飛機場嗰度咧唔俾架飛機起飛，咁叫我坐喺飛機場咧寫代到通信。
Have you got the idea that God sometimes needs to use extreme measures to get me to do things？
大家知唔知道有陣時神咧要出盡好多嘅一啲好大嘅努力咧，要叫我哋做我哋應該做嘅嘢。
But it's important to do that。
不過好重要，你寫咁嘅信。
What about the times you take with planning with your leadership？
咁啊，有冇時間同你其他嘅領袖咧嚟到一齊計劃咧
？I know people are very busy。
我知道大家都忙噶啦。
But there's nothing more important for leaders to do than to set some time together to pray and to plan。
咁啊，我自己覺得領袖咧，其中一樣嘢最重要要做嘅咧，就係攞時間大家一齊嚟到禱告，一齊嚟計劃。
Because that's where visionizing faith and prayer comes from。
因為就係咁嘅時間咧，就係呢種嘅禱告啊、信心嘅呢種意象嘅發動咧，就咁樣嚟嘅。
What I'd like you to do is prayerfully reflect on what I've shared。
所以我想你咧，用少少時間咧嚟到咧。你到反省下啱先我所講嘅。
Pick one of the reflection questions that are listed for you on page 2。
喺第二頁咧有五條咧呢個反省問題，你可以攞其中一條。
And pray about, Lord, what are you saying to me in light of this principle? What needs to change in my life and my ministry?
你用少少時間問下神，神啊，到底你透過呢一個嘅一個原則同我講緊啲咩説話？有啲乜嘢改變我需要喺我侍奉裏邊咧？去實踐呢個原則。
So take about two or three minutes to prayerfully think about this。
而家我想你攞兩分三分鐘咧，嚟到咧係嚟到反省下你自己。
And then as you come to an understanding, then write down your commitment in the blank space and put a star by it。
咁如果你有一啲嘅結論，咁請你就寫低，然後旁邊咧打粒大星。
And any time you come across these stars。As you move through this conference time, then you can re-survey your notes and reread them and pray about it. And then at the end of the time, you'll be able to know, Lord, which of these do we need to start acting on now?
咁你这个会议完咗之后，你就可以翻睇你啲 notes， 见到嗰啲星咧，你就知道咧，可以嚟到反省下，问下神到底，哇，咁多星到底我边啲要开始嚟到实践喺我侍奉里边。
So take some time to pray and reflect。
所以而家攞2分3分鐘咧嚟到祷告同埋嚟到反省。
Page number 3。
第三页。
Effective pastoral leadership。
但系咧，点样可以有一个有效嘅呢个领导？
I take the job description of the pastor from Ephesians chapter 4.
一個嘅牧者佢嘅定義咧，以弗所書第四章俾咗我哋。
That the job of the pastor is not to do the work of the ministry, but to equip others to do the ministry.
就係咧，一個牧者佢嘅工作唔係咧去做佢嘅侍奉，但係去裝備其他人去侍奉。
Now you know the meaning of that word "equip" very well.
咁大家都明白裝備係咩嘢啦
？It's used in the classical Greek of setting a broken bone.
裝備咧喺希臘文裏邊咧嘅意思咧就係點樣樣可以咧將一個斷咗嘅骨頭咧再搏翻埋。
That word is used in the Gospels of mending a torn net.
咁喺福音書裏邊咧，裝備個字咧可以用嚟咧去形容咧點樣一個破碎咗嘅網去點樣補翻佢。
The word means to set into working order again.
即是话咧，一啲已经系坏咗嘅，点样可以咧，俾佢可以再运作翻
？And so the meaning of that word is to like coach or equip。
所以咧，我哋都用呢个字眼啊，点样做一个教练或者一个装备
？Now effective pastoral leadership has numbers of components。
咁呢个嘅教牧嘅呢一种嘅领导咧，有几样嘢系好重要嘅。
We've already talked about it a little bit, but the importance of focusing your efforts.
咁我哋已经讲咗啦，好重要咧，你要嚟到集中你嘅力量。
To be able to discern your calling, what is it that God has really called you to do?
你都需要咧去察觉咧，到底神咧系喺你生命里边呼召系乜嘢？
And to know your strengths and your gifts and your passion, and to discern what it is that God is asking you to do.
你需要明白自己嘅长处、短处，你需要咧知道自己恩赐，知道自己觉得神咧系要你去做啲乜嘢嘢。
And to concentrate on priorities.
要集中喺优先嗰啲嘢上高。
Do you remember Jesus in John chapter 17 verse 4 made a rather remarkable statement in that prayer that he made to the Father?
耶稣在约翰福音17章第四节呢，在他向父祷告里面呢，讲了一句很重要的说话。
He said in that final prayer before he went to the cross, he said, I
synchronize. 耶稣在约翰十字架之前呢个最后嘅祷告里边咧，讲咗一个好重要嘅说话。
It's my turn now. Okay,
you can go ahead.
He said, "I finished the work that I gave you to do."
耶稣话咧，我咧已经完成咗你俾我去做嘅事。
Now, how could Jesus make that statement?
耶稣点解可以讲一句咁嘅说话咧
？He said, "I finished the work." There were more people that needed healing.
咁但系仲有好多人仲未得医治啊。
There were more people that needed to be evangelized.
仲有好多人需要呢个福音啊。
There were more people that needed teaching.
仲有好多人需要教导啊。
There were more people that needed to be helped and fed.
仲有好多人咧需要帮助啊，需要你喂养佢。
And yet Jesus said, "I finished the work you gave me to do."
但耶稣话，你所俾我工作我已经完成啦。
How could he make that statement?
点解耶稣可以咁讲咧
？He focused day by day on doing the will of God.
因为耶稣每一日都系去集中，就系去做神嘅旨意。
See, the fact of the matter is, Jesus couldn't meet everybody's need.
嗰个焦点就系耶稣咧，唔能够咧满足所有人嘅需要。
Jesus couldn't respond to every request for his time.
耶稣唔能够咧嚟到咧回应每一个人咧向佢嘅要求。
What makes us think we can?
咁如果耶稣做唔到，我哋点可以谂我哋做得到咧？
See, walking in the Spirit of God requires the capacity to say a very difficult word.
所以咧，要行喺神嘅心意里边咧，我哋一定要讲一个好重要嘅说话，要学习去讲嘅。
It's especially difficult for pastors and church leaders.
呢个系特别比华人教会嘅领袖系更加难去讲嘅。
What word is that?
呢个咩字咧
？No.
No.
In fact, we need to practice that.
其实我哋需要练习呢样嘢。
I think there's a number of you have difficulty saying that word.
我知道呢度中间有啲人咧，你好难讲呢个字。
And try it. It's really not that hard.
你可以试下咧，其实唔系真系咁难嘅。
On the count of three, I want you to say no.
我数一二三，大家要同我一齐讲 no.
One, two, three,
no.
When we say no, we have the opportunity to say yes.To what God wants us to do.
当我哋识讲 no 嘅时候咧，我哋就有机会咧向神要我哋做嘅嘢讲 yes。
Because the process is very much spiritual, discerning what it is that God wants us to do and then doing it.
因为我哋好重要咧，就要去察觉到底神要我哋做啲咩嘢，又向佢讲 yes， 我哋会做。
And even in that process, Jesus took time to rest.Take time to be alone.
就喺呢个过程里边，我哋见到耶稣咧系需要时间安静，耶稣需要时间咧系独处。
And that's hard for those of us that are in ministry and are very busy and active.
咁我哋有啲咧就喺侍奉里边非常繁忙嘅，我哋啲牧者咧系好难去咁样做。
It's hard for me.
我自己都觉得好难。
But we must do it.
不过我哋一定要做。
So in that way, you can manage your time effectively.
如果我哋咁样做咧，我哋就可以好好地用我哋嘅时间。
Do you know you can change your behavior simply by recording what you do?
你知唔知啊？如果你只要写低你每日做嘅嘢咧，你可以嚟到改变你自己做事方法。
If you can think through how you spend your time and to record it as you do it, you will make better use of your time.
如果你记录你做过嘅事咧， 可以帮助你呢更加有效地来到呢令运用你的时间。
Pray through the things that are really important and then say, can we set aside times in advance, blocks of time, to focus on those things?
所以你祈祷要察觉什么是最重要的东西，然后呢你就呢在你的时间表里面呢就划出一些时间出来呢是集中去做这些东西。
Having a calendar of appointments that reflects your priorities is one of the ways to be effective as a pastoral leader.
要有效地做一个嘅牧者，做一个领袖，好重要咧，就系咧，你需要察觉乜嘢系重要，而喺你嘅时间表里边咧，就有时间划出嚟咧，去做呢啲重要嘅嘢。如果你时间表唔反映出你嘅优先，你咧就唔会做一个有效嘅牧者。
Try this exercise.
所以我试一试呢一个嘅
list
习作。
List all your activities and all the different things that you do.
你写低所有你所做嘅嘢。
For some of you, that may be many pages.
我哋中间有啲人咧，可能你写几页噶啦，你做嘅嘢。
Then make three columns.
跟住咧，你就画三行。
And say, does this need to be done at all?
咁你问下自己。呢一点，呢一样嘢系咪真系需要做先
？One management leader, Peter Drucker, said this.
有一个重要嘅教人哋管理时间嘅 Peter Drucker 咧系咁讲。
He said leaders can stop doing 25% of what they're doing and nobody would notice anything.
佢系一般嘅领袖咧，佢如果唔做佢做紧嘅25%，佢停止做呢啲嘢咧。人人都唔知道佢停止咗嘅。
That's a startling statement。
呢样嘢好重要对我哋。
1/4 of what I'm doing, 1/4 of what you're doing, doesn't need to be done。
即是我所做所有嘢里边四分一，即是你所做所有嘢里边四分一系唔需要做嘅。
And if we stop doing it, there'd be no noticeable impact。
而咧，你停止做呢啲嘢咧，完全咧唔会影响你嘅果效嘅。
He says, I've not met one leader anywhere in the world that couldn't stop a quarter of what he or she is doing without notice of distance.
这个教授说呢，他去到呢，每一个角落世界里面找到那些领袖呢，未找过一个领袖呢，不可以停止他所做的四分一的事而没影响。
Does this need to be done at all? Second column.
咁第一，你就问自己系咪真系需要做先
？The second column is can anybody else do this？
咁第二样嘢咧就系、有冇其他人可以做呢样嘢
？Now don't say well I don't know who it can be so then I say no。Right now what you're doing is identifying every single task that could be done by somebody else。
咁啊，而家咧，你唔好谂系咪你做得更加好啊？咩唔重要？最重要咧，你系问自己，系咪我哋去揾出所有嘅人哋可以做到嘅嘢，唔需要你去做嘅嘢。
And then finally, the third column. Am I the only one that can do this?
咁所以咧，有三行系咪？第一行你先写低晒所有你唔需要做嘅嘢，第二行咧你写低晒。所有咧人哋可以做嘅嘢，第三行咧写低咧，只有你可以做嘅嘢。
And that number of items should be quite small。
咁当然咧，最后咧你发觉咧，可能真系好少嘢，只有你可以做得嘅。
In terms of I'm the only person that can，
就系咧呢一行咧就话俾你听，我系唯一个人先至可以做呢样嘢。
That's one way to evaluate how you're spending your time。
呢一个咧系一个好好嘅反省，就系我哋而家点样用紧我时间。
Now the reason why I'm emphasizing so much these first two principles is because I find that for the small church, it's imperative that the pastoral and key leaders begin to focus their time on the truly important.
咁点解我集中咁多时间讲第一、第二个原则咧？就因为我发觉咧喺一个细嘅教会里边。非常重要咧，就个牧者咧需要揾到佢嘅焦点，而用最多嘅时间去做佢最重要嘅嘢。
And you are responsible for your own time。
而你系要负责你自己点样运用你嘅时间。
And you will answer to the Lord as to how you use your time。
而有一日你向神交代咧，就系交代你点样用咗你嘅时间。
And so we need to have the courage to follow what the Lord is leading us to do with our time.
所以我哋需要有咁样嘅胆量咧，去跟随咧神要我做嗰啲嘢，要跟随佢嘅指示去做。
Now I understand that some of these things create tensions within the culture.
咁当然我知道咧，有一啲嘅我教导你嘅嘢咧，会带俾你喺文化里边一啲嘅冲击。
For perhaps a whole different set of reasons in the United States, we face those same kinds of pressures.
咁喺美国我哋都有好多唔同嘅文化带嚟嘅压力，但系咧可能咧完全同你嘅嗰种压力嘅原因系唔同。
Pastors want to please people; they don't want to disappoint.
有啲牧者咧好想咧唔想人哋咧灰心，所以咧好想咧满足每一个人。
But it's far more important to please God and not disappoint Him.
当我哋咧最重要咧系讨神嘅喜悦，唔系讨人嘅喜悦。我哋唔想神灰心，人灰心冇所谓。
So focusing time is critical.
所以咧集中你时间好重要。
Let me tell you one story.
我想讲个故事俾大家听。
Yeah. Okay.There, a long time ago, there was a management consultant.
好耐之前咧，有一个嘅一个嘅管理嘅一个嘅顾问。
Like 70 years ago or so.
系七十年前咧。
And this one, he came to this one executive who asked him this question.
咁啊，有一个经理咧就问佢一个咁嘅问题。
He said, "I need to be able to get more things done."
我好需要做更多嘅嘢。
Can you help me?
你可唔可以帮助我
？The management consultant said, "I'll give you one idea."
咁呢个顾问就话：我可以俾你一个意见嘅。
Try it for as long as you want.
你可以用几耐时间实践个意见都唔紧要。
Then let your staff try it.
跟住咧，你可以俾你所有嘅同事咧嚟到做。
Then send me a check for what you think this idea is worth.
咁呢个意见咧，你做完咗之后，你觉得值几多钱，你就寄一张支票俾我啦。
He said, "Take a little card."
佢哋攞一张纸仔
，and write down on it the things you need to do tomorrow.
写低咧你听日需要做嘅嘢
，and put them in their order of their real importance.
然后咧就将你所要做呢啲嘢嗰个真正嘅重要性咧嚟到咧将佢哋分为先后次序。
And so then tomorrow when you come to work, start working on number one and keep working on number one until you get it done.
咁啊，所以听日你翻工咧，就先做最重要嗰个 number one 嗰样嘢，即系第一样嘢做完咗，先做第二样嘢。
When number one's accomplished, go on to number two.
第一样嘢做完咗，做第二。
At the end of the day, rewrite your list according to what's really most important.
嗰日做完咗之后咧，你重写你一个单即系要做嘅嘢亦都分先后次序。
At the end of a few weeks, the head of this steel company sent to this management consultant a check for $25,000.
咁喺呢一个嘅two weeks
after three or four.
过咗几个星期咧，佢咧就呢一个经理咧就一个钢炼钢嘅厂啊，佢咧就寄咗张支票俾呢一个人咧，就系$200,000。
And that was in the money that was worth in 1920.
咁当然呢个七十年前嘅$200,000咧，系相当多钱系咪
？And just think, you got that idea for the price of this seminar.
咁大家你嚟到呢个会议俾咁少钱，已经攞到咁好嘅意见，好值得，好值得系咪
？Makes it a real bargain.
所以呢个系好值噶啦，你嚟呢个教真搞嘅呢个研讨会。
The focusing your time and cultivating a vision for yourself and for your church is critical.
所以咧，你需要培养清楚嘅呢个意象，俾你自己，俾你嘅教会有足够嘅焦点，然后咧，将你时间咧，亦都有焦点地咧，向呢个意象嚟到咧实践，呢个好重要。
One of the things that I like to do is I like to or used to like to go sailing.
我以前咧好中意咧，坐帆船。
I had a 2 meter boat, 2.5 meter boat.
我有架大约10尺嘅船。
Not a very big boat.
唔系好大。
And I would like to go sailing on a lake.
我鍾意自己呢去玩一個風帆啊。
One time I was very tired.
有一日呢我好攰好攰。
I was so discouraged.
我哋都好灰心。
And so I was ready to quit.
所以我好想放棄啦。
More than the usual depression I got every other week in the pastorate.
我平時呢落來都會有一啲情緒低落，今次特別嚴重。
I know some pastors get depressed every week. For some reason, I only got depressed every other week.
我知道有些牧者每星期都会有一些情绪低落的时间，我呢就隔一个星期才有情绪低落的。
And so I was out there exhausted.
我呢在那里呢其实心情非常低落，已经是很累。
And I'm sailing across this lake.
我在这里呢玩一个风帆。
There were no, fortunately, there were no people out there.
咁啱咧，嗰陣時咧，好彩啊，冇乜人喺嗰度外邊。
But there were 50 ducks.
但咧有50隻鴨啊。
And so I decided to just sort of sail and push these ducks along the top of the water.
咁咧，我咧就一路玩嘅風帆咧，我就咧嚟到懟啲鴨啊。
In my exhausted state, it was the loftiest goal I could think of.
咁我谂啊，我咁攰咧，呢个系我谂到最高尚嘅目标噶啦。
And I noticed as I was going this direction, and the flock was going this direction.
当我咧向紧个方向去嘅时候，嗰五十只鸭就咁样去紧。
I noticed the formation of these ducks.
咁我见到嗰啲鸭嗰种嘅即系排嗰种嘅个形状。
There was a leader duck.
前面有一个领导。
And two assistant ducks.
跟住有一个助理，两只助理鸭。
And then the rest of the flock.
跟住咧，成班嘅鸭仔。
Now the two assistant ducks noticed that my boat was heading on a course to collide with them.
咁呢两个助理咧就见到咧我个船嚟紧咧系撞紧佢哋啦。
And so they decided to turn around.
佢哋咧就决定咧就要转方向。
And to go the other direction.
咁啊，向住另外方向去啊。
The one thing they forgot to do was tell the leader duck that that's what they were going to do.
忘记讲俾阿头听啊，我哋咧而家转方向啦。
And so I decided to watch with some degree of amusement how much longer this lead duck would keep leading, even though nobody was following.
咁我咧就睇住呢个阿头咧一路带紧，但咧后面冇人跟紧佢啦。我觉得我想睇下到咧佢可以带几耐。
And you should have seen this duck.
啊！你依家睇睇下依只鸭，一路咁啊去紧。
And went about 50 meters.
咁啊去到大约五十尺。
And then you should have seen the expression on that duck's face.
咁突然之间咧，依个鸭咧突然之间个样咧就变啦。佢一望。
And then what the duck did next reminded me of pastoral leaders.
跟住呢，那隻鴨呢，做咗一樣嘢呢，就俾我諗起呢，呢啲嘅牧者。
And I laughed.
我就開始笑啦。
The duck took off, flew to the front of the flock, landed, and promptly started leading again.
咁我隻鴨呢，突然間呢，就哇，一飛咁樣飛咗去呢。整堆鴨嘅前面啊，跟住開始又帶領啦。
The point of the story is this.
咁啊，最重要呢個故仔教我哋啲乜嘢咧
？If you think you are leading, but nobody is following, you're not leading. You're just taking a walk.
如果你係以為你帶領緊，而冇人跟緊你咧，你唔係帶領緊，你不過行緊街啫。
It is important.To cultivate a shared vision.
所以咧，好需要咧，培养大家咧，系同你有共同一个意象。
To have a clear picture of the future that your people embrace and will come with you in the process.
你需要咧见到将来嗰幅嘅图画，而咧俾弟兄姊妹亦都咧同时间拥抱呢个图画一齐去。
Now, how do you do that?
系点样做咧
？Number one,
第一
，live the vision first.
你首先要活出呢个意象出嚟
，live the vision，
活佢出嚟。
That there's no change that happens in a church without a change in the way the pastor spends his or her time in a way that is visible to the rest of the church。
一间教会唔会改变， 如果个牧者本身运用佢时间或者佢生命咧，啊，唔系系同样嘅咁样改变。
Because people watch the pastor，
因为嗰啲弟兄姊妹只系望住牧者嘅啫，睇住你嘅。
And what they see the pastor do, they conclude that's what's important.
因为佢见到牧者做紧嗰啲嘢，佢哋结论咧就系佢做嗰啲嘢梗系好重要噶啦。
And the people have a tendency to do what the pastor does.
咁啊，弟兄姊妹咧就会做牧者做紧嘅嘢嘅啫。
For instance, if you want your people to get excited about evangelism,
譬如如果你好想你啲弟兄姊妹咧对传福音咧系好有憧憬
，they need to see you evangelizing.
佢需要见到你系传紧福音。
If you want them to spend time with unbelievers and build relationships with them, they need to see you doing that.
如果佢你想见到佢哋咧系咧用时间咧同一啲唔信耶稣嘅人交友啊，同佢哋咧嚟到咧传福音啊，你需要咁样做。
See, the fact of the matter is that if you're in a situation in a smaller church, people watch you.
所以特别咧，你喺间细嘅教会里边咧，其实弟兄姊妹就望住你噶咋。
And if you're not growing.
如果你唔增长紧
，something needs to change。
如果你教会唔增长紧咧，有啲嘢要改变。
And so you have to change, begin with where you start spending your time。
咁你改变啲乜嘢咧？你就需要改变咧，你点样用你嘅时间
？Living the vision personally。
你首先要活出你个意象出嚟先。
Getting excited about it。
你开始要兴奋啊，对个意象。
And that way, people will see this is important.
跟住咧，弟兄姊妹就见到，哇，原来依样嘢先重要。
A second key thing.
第二样嘢
is affirm important values.
就系咧，我哋去肯定依啲重要嘅价值观。
Especially if you can catch people doing something that is an illustration of that value, go crazy, get excited about it.
尤其是你揾到啲人咧做紧应该做嗰啲嘢，哇！佢哋咧嗰个先后次序系啱嘅，你咧就开始应该好兴奋啊！哇，做得好啊
！One of the things that was important values that I wanted to have in our church was to try new things.
我自己教会里边其中一个价值咧，我觉得想我教会有嘅就系咧，可以咧尝试新嘅嘢。
And don't be afraid of failing.
唔好怕失败。
That could be summarized in the words of a ski instructor.
有一个咧教练咧教人嘅滑雪嘅人咧，佢系咁样讲
：If you're not falling, you're not learning.
如果你唔系跌紧咧，你唔系学紧。
So how do you do that?
咁你点样样可以咁样做咧
？One way we did it，
我哋教会点样做咧
？Is we gave an award sometimes to leaders。
我哋咧有阵时咧俾啲领袖咧一个奖状。
One of these awards was the new wineskin award。
其中一个奖品咧就系俾呢一啲咧新酒樽嘅奖品。
It was for somebody that tried something new。
就系咧呢个奖品咧就俾一啲尝试新嘢嘅人。
It didn't matter whether it worked or not.
咁你佢尝试样新嘢成功唔成功唔重要，最重要嘅尝试新嘢。
One time we gave an award, new wineskin award, to a guy that tried a creative idea, planned it carefully, executed it well, and it totally failed.
咁咧，我哋有一次咧，俾咗一个嘅新酒樽嘅奖金咧，俾其中一个弟兄咧，佢系话有个好好嘅意见，亦都咧好好嘅计划，亦都好好嘅实践，不过到最后尾失败。但我哋都俾个奖章嘅。
And at a leaders meeting, I gave this leader an award.
咁啊喺啲领导嘅嗰个嘅聚会里边咧，我就俾一个奖品俾个人。
And I said, this is tremendous.
我话呢个哇好嘢。
It was a great idea.
因为佢呢个意见非常好。
You carefully planned and implemented.
亦都咧好有计划，亦都好识实践。
It didn't work.
虽然唔成功。
But that's okay.
但唔紧要。
Because that's the kind of leader we want around here.
因为我哋就需要嗰啲领袖就系咁嘅领袖。
We want leaders that are willing to try something.
我哋咧需要啲领袖咧系肯尝试嘅。
To take a chance for God.
佢咁咧为主冒险嘅。
Next time it might work.
可能下一次咧就会成功噶啦。
Now why is that? You say Logan's crazy.
你话呢个 Bob 咧个癫嘅人。
Why would you want to reward something that doesn't work?
俾一个奖啊奖品俾一个失败嘅人咁啊，即系好似唔系好有 sense。
Very simply this.
好重要。
If you only reward success,
如果你只系俾啊一啲成功嘅人可以得到奖品
，What do you accidentally communicate to your people?
你其实同你嘅弟兄姊妹讲紧咩信息咧？
Don't fail.
千祈冇失败啊。
Don't try something and have it not work.
冇尝试新嘢啊，因为可能失败啊。
The last leader that made a mistake in our church got sat down for 10 years before they would let him try anything else.
哇！我哋教会上一次嘅其中嘅领袖咧，做嗰啲嘢失败咧，十年咧都冇得再做嘢啊。
So what do they do?
啊，咁弟兄姊妹会点咧？
They try the same old thing.
他们就会做一些安全他懂做的旧的事。
Guess what?
那么结果怎样?
The same old thing isn't going to do it in most of your context.
在你的情况底下呢就是那些旧那些不嬲是行不通的方法呢就是行不通的了。
If you're plateaued or declining,
如果你教会是停顿的或者是人数越来越少的
Doing the same old things time and time again is going to get you the same old results.
你现在继续做你现在做的事结果就是停顿或者人数越来越少的
Now you may not know exactly how to break through.
或者你可能不知道怎样可以突破
But that's okay.
不要紧
Try something.
试一些新东西啊
What's the worst that can happen?
那么最坏的结果是什么呢?
It doesn't work.
结果最坏就是不成功的。
If it doesn't work,
如果不成功呢?
Guess what?
那么有什么结果呢?
God will still love you.
神仍然会爱你。
Your family will still love you.
你的家庭仍然爱你。
And the sun will still come up tomorrow.
明天的太阳仍然会升起。
It's not so bad.
啊，世界唔会系世界末日嘅。
Be willing to try something new.
所以你要试下一啲新嘅嘢。
Now that's an example of affirming some values that may need to change.
啊，呢个咧就系一个比喻，就系咧我哋点样样需要咧去肯定一啲我哋觉得好有价值。教会入边觉得重要嘅嘢，我哋要肯定呢啲嘢喺人生命里边。
We need the freedom to be able to fail。
我哋需要有呢个自由咧，可以失败嘅自由。
That's very important。
好重要。
Focus the direction。
我哋需要咧，将呢个教会嘅方向咧，系啊有焦点地咁啊。
How do you do that？
点样样咁样做咧
？You can tell stories。
你可以讲故事啊
，picture the future
啊，你可以咧将将来要发生嘅嘢咧画一幅画出嚟咁样。
Stories have a way of capturing people's imagination。
故事咧可以带俾人咧有一种嘅想象力
，and they can begin to see how their piece can fit into that puzzle。
佢就可以见到咧，原来佢可以喺个大图画里边咧扮演嘅角色。
Do you have those kind of puzzles that you put together here, you know, on like cardboard puzzles, and you put those things together? How many do those things?
啊，呢度幾多人玩砌圖啊
？My wife loves that.
我太太好中意玩。
To me, I can't think of anything that'd be more frustrating than trying to put one of those things together.
我係玩親啲嘢都好猛整噶啦，我諗唔出點解有啲人中意玩依咁嘅嘢。
But she thinks it's great fun.
但係我太太覺得好玩喎。
You know, if she really wants to relax, she'll do a 1,000-piece puzzle, you know, and put them all together.
如果佢好想放松下咧，佢就揾一个1,000块嗰啲嘅砌图咧嚟砌噶啦。
If I want to get tense, I will just try and put one piece in.
如果我好想紧张咧，我就俾我一块，我已经开始紧张噶啦。
I understand this much though about this process.
不过我明白咧，到底砌图嘅过程系点乜嘢
？The principle of working with puzzles is simply this.
如果你要砌图咧，一个重要嘅原则
，It's easier to put the puzzle together if you can see the picture on the box.
如果你要 砌到呢个图咧，你好重要要见到咧个盒上高成幅图画个样系咪？咁先至可以开始砌。
I call that the puzzle principle of leadership。
呢一个原则咧就系咧砌图嘅领导原则。
So paint the picture on the box very clearly, and people will see how their piece fits into the puzzle。
所以咧，你首先咧个盒嗰度嗰幅图画咧要画得好清楚，咁咧佢顶尖咪就知道原来佢喺整幅图画里边边一块。
And you need to take time to interact with people.
所以你需要亦都需要咧，攞时间同人咧有交流。
Especially your key leaders.
尤其是你重要嗰啲领袖。
Your key leaders are those people that influence the opinions of others.
你啲重要嘅领袖其实就影响紧人哋嘅意见。
You have about 10% of your people are probably opinion leaders.
你教会里边可能10%咧系影响人意见嘅。
Now they may or may not have the official positions in the church.
呢啲人未必咧喺教会入边有职位嘅添。
Some would be in those positions, others would not be.
有啲人喺教会入边有职位，有啲人根本冇职位嘅。
If you work with those people and dialogue with them and keep interacting with them and they catch the vision, then they'll convince the rest of the people to come along with you.
如果你多同佢哋交流，而俾佢哋说服，俾佢知道咧，依一幅图画系啱啊，佢哋好想向住呢个意象去咧，佢哋会影响所有其他嘅弟兄姊妹。
The principle is simply this.
原则就系咁样样。
People are committed to what they help develop.
嗰啲人咧就会委身于咧佢自己有参与去。去发展出嚟嘅嘢。
So if you involve them in the planning process,
所以你计划嗰个过程咧，如果佢哋有机会参与嘅话
，they will be more committed to the vision that emerges.
佢哋会更加咧会嚟到参与委身于咧最后嗰幅嘅图画。
And so you want to communicate and dialogue with people and do it in several stages.
所以如果你需要咧同佢哋咧有交流啊，有沟通咧，你有几个步骤。
Sometimes leaders are like this.
有啲领袖系咁嘅。
They go up on the mountain to pray.
佢哋上到山度祷告。
And they get vision from God.
佢哋从神嗰度领受意象。
And then they come down the mountain.
跟住山度佢哋落嚟啦。
And their faces are glowing with the glory of God.
个面上咧充满神嘅荣光。
And they announce the vision to the people.
有宣告神嘅意象俾弟兄姊妹。
And the people say, no.
弟兄姊妹讲 no.
Or more likely in the Chinese culture, yes, pastor.
咁啊，当然喺中国人嘅文化里边咧，其实佢哋都会讲好啊，牧者好好啊，你讲得好啊。
And then they go do whatever they want.
不过跟住佢哋做自己中意做嘅嘢。
The vision. What is it God wants us to do? And then finally we come to the place of surrender and commitment and understanding, and we say, yes, this is what God wants.
我俾我哋自己咩咧？我哋俾我哋自己时间，可能咧几个月，可能几年啦，去挣扎喺神面前啦，去明白神嘅俾我哋嘅嗰个图画咧，要同神挣扎，系咪咁啊？系咪咁啊？到最嬲尾咧，先至清晰化咧，知道最嬲尾嗰幅图画。
And how can you expect that if it takes that for us?That the first hearing of the vision, the people won't just embrace it.
如果你需要咁耐时间、咁多挣扎、咁多过程，点解弟兄姊妹第一次听到呢个意象就需要话我好想做啊
？It takes time.
需要时间。
Takes time.
需要时间。
You know what we've taught our people?
你知我哋有阵时教我哋弟兄姊妹咩嘢咧？
We've taught people not to listen to their pastor.
其实我哋成日教弟兄姊妹咧，唔好听你牧师讲嘢。
Why?
点解
？Because the people have learned from their experience. The pastor has this idea.
因为佢经历话俾佢听咧，如果牧师有咁嘅意见
，and they'll be all enthusiastic about it for a while.
牧师咧又会好兴奋啊，就系有段时间咧成日讲啊。
And then after a little bit, they'll forget about it and get on to something else.
过咗一段时间咧，佢哋会忘记嗰样嘢，跟住做另外一样嘢。
And the people have seen this time after time after time through the years.
而弟兄姊妹咧，几年里边咧，不断不断见你咧，改嚟改去，改嚟改去，变嚟变去。
And what have they learned?
咁样学习咩咧
？Don't get too excited about what the pastor says.
牧师讲嘢，唔好千祈唔好太兴奋。
If you just wait.The pastor will give up and go on to something else.
如果你等下咧，这个牧师就会放弃噶啦，咁我又做第二样嘢噶啦。
You as pastors understand that if you're a part of a denomination, you know what I'm talking about. The denomination has different programs. They're always trying to push on you.
如果你係屬於一個宗派咧，你都明白，因為宗派咧不斷咧有唔同嘅一啲嘅節目咧，或者一啲嘅方向咧，不斷咧向你嚟到要你接受。
And what have you learned?
咁你學到啲咩功課咧
？Just wait, it'll go away.
等下啦，佢遲早都會放棄噶啦。
What people need is to see a change in your behavior and a change in your conversation and a change in your preaching. And they need to see that you're going to stay on this focus because this is the vision where God wants you to go and you'll stay on it until Jesus comes again.
所以弟兄姊妹需要见到咩？弟兄姊妹好需要见到咧，喺你嘅生命里边，因呢个意象咧系有改变，因你嘅。这个意象呢你讲说话有改变你的讲道有改变你那种的思想有改变他见到你呢是坚持这样东西的而一路坚持下去呢等姊妹知道呢这个原来真是神的意象。
Do you see what I'm saying?
明明白吗
It takes time.
需要时间。
And you need to have clear focus.
你需要有清晰的焦点。
And being very deliberate about what it is God is calling you to do to cultivate a shared vision.
你需要咧刻意地去培养喺你教会里边咧一个意象系大家认同嘅。
And so these are some of the components that help that to happen.
所以我啱先提嗰啲嘢咧系会帮助你去做呢样嘢。
Now there's another component to effective pastoral leadership, which we're going to pick up on principle number 7.
做一个有效嘅目。教牧领导呢有另外一个很重要的原则呢我们在讲第七个原则那里我们会提的。
That's the equipping process itself. We're going to do that a little later today as well as all day tomorrow.
这个呢就是呢怎样去装备整个过程我们呢听日呢我们会讲这件事。
For now, take 3 minutes to reflect upon what is God saying to you in terms of your leadership.
我想你用三分钟去反省到底啱先所讲嗰啲嘢喺你生命里边，喺你领导里边有啲咩嘅关系？
头先一路听嘅时候有个问题就系、是，我谂个 spiritual pragmatism 即系属灵嘅实用主义咧系好嘅，但系同时 try something new 即是试新嘢又唔驚 failure, 唔驚失败呢又係好嘅。但两者就似乎係我唔知道点样可以喺一间教会一个人嘅教导之下去实践出嚟。一方面係唔驚失败唔理后果就去试。另一方面呢就係、是、又可以去好有效地去做每一样嘢。我唔知道呢两个意念点样可以好融合地喺嗰个教会度做到出嚟。
That's a good question.
这个问题问得好好。
I think when I talk about trying something new, you can try something new all by yourself. You don't have to publish a big article in the paper that announces this is what you're going to do, and this is what we're all going to do. I think the critical way of trying something new is to use pilot projects. And so let's say, let's try a little pilot and see if it works.
咁啊，你試新嘢咧，就唔一定咧要喺教會嘅文章啊登出嚟啊等等，未必需要嘅。你可以自己去試下新嘢啫。試新嘢可能最好咧，就係一啲你有一啲嘅可能嘅實驗嘅一啲嘅。Pilot project 实验式的计划，咁啊系话俾弟兄姊妹知道，呢个系实验式嘅。
If you try an experiment, then there's less risk involved because then everybody knows it's an experiment, and therefore you don't have to commit to it until you know that it works.
咁因为你讲明呢个系实验式嘅，所以咧。那個影響唔係咁大啊，因為大家知道實驗啫，係咪？咁啊，當然到最後尾行得通啦，咁先至會全面喺教會推出嚟。
Remember Daniel and his friends wanted to eat the vegetables and drink water instead of eating the meat and drinking the wine of the king.
大家記得但以理係咪？佢就唔食王嗰種嘅嗰啲嘅肉啊，嗰啲嘅豐富食物，佢食蔬菜飲水。咁佢咁樣做。
He suggested they do a pilot project to check it out.
佢就話不如你俾我哋試下啦，實驗下啦，睇下咁樣行唔行得通啦。
So that's how you minimize your risk while you're trying something new.
所以但以你嘗試新嘢嘅方法咧，可以成為我哋一個嘅參考。
It would be foolish to try and reorganize the entire church towards something you don't know if it's going to work or not.
如果我哋咧都唔知道依樣嘢行唔行得通嘅，不過我哋將成間教會重組，完全咧改變曬，咁依個都唔係咁有智慧。
And even in starting a cell, in transitioning toward a cell church, for instance, you don't just reorganize everything all at once. You start off with one leadership cell and get it right first, pilot project, until you start multiplying it.
咁就算咧，如果你將間教會去嘗試細胞小組教會，你唔好將成間教會突然之間變曬完全咧變曬細胞小組咁樣，即係你可能開始一個領導嘅。啲領袖開始一個嘗試嘅細胞小組，咁呢個細胞小組可以倍增啦，不斷去倍增出去嘅時候咧，慢慢慢慢就可以成間教會去轉變。
This past year, I was involved in a one-year pilot project with eight Japanese churches.
咁過去一年咧，我喺日本咧就幫助八間教會做呢個新嘅嘗試。
One of the things that the Japanese church is trying to address is how do we really evangelize in a way that touches the Japanese heart?
咁日本嘅教会不断喺度挣扎，其中一样嘢就点样样我哋去传福音，而呢个传福音嘅方法咧，真系掂到日本人嘅心。
How do we start cell groups out of the harvest and raise up leaders out of the harvest?
我哋点样样喺从呢个嘅庄稼嗰度咧嚟到开始新嘅小组，亦都从个庄稼嗰度咧培养呢一个新嘅领导出嚟。
We asked the pastors and the leaders that were involved in this process to personally be involved in trying new things.
我哋咧就要求咧所有呢啲教会嘅领袖系参与我哋呢八间教会咧，嘅领袖都要自己去参与去尝试新嘅嘢。
They haven't tried to rearrange their whole churches, but they personally are trying some new things in evangelism.
他們沒有將整間教會來到改變，只是他們自己個人呢，在嘗試這個傳福音的一些新的東西。
There are numbers of things they've tried that haven't worked well.
他們嘗試了很多東西呢，是行不通的。
But it is amazing what it's done is it's freed them up to be able to think in new ways, to experiment, and then see what God does bless, and then start doing more of that.
不過依樣嘢奇妙地咧，就係將佢哋咧開始咧覺得自己可以自由咧去發揮一下，可以咧嘗試下新嘢，而發掘咗咧原來有一啲咧行得通嘅方法，然後就可以實踐喺佢哋教會裏邊。
And as you see God beginning to bless, then it's easier to then start moving toward adopting those kinds of things as a more permanent strategy.
咁當弟兄姊妹見到咧，神已經開始祝福緊一啲嘅新嘅嘗試咧，佢哋更加容易去接納呢一個嘅嘗試喺整間教會裏邊。
That's a very important question. Thank you.
呢個問題問得非常好。
Okay, probably have time for one or two more.
仲有一啲時間，一兩個問題。
就讲到这个牧者和那个或者是长执或者同工的关系的时候呢，刚才讲到那个教牧那个领导，但是即是近日我也都是遇到很多的同工呢，就是说他们同工之间的关系呢就有些的困难，有些的紧张，就在这方面呢是不知道Dr. Loken有些什么的或者说提示，即是当大家又或者代沟啊，或者有大家未人建立好那个即是关系之前啊，即是怎样一起同工呢？咁啊，
Ben Wong and I were just discussing this while you were having your discussions.
当时大家讨论的时候呢，我们两个呢就刚刚讨论的一个问题。
And I think from a to answer that question from a Chinese perspective might be more helpful than from a American perspective.
咁啊，想个中国人去答，唔好想个美国人答。
So Ben, take 3 minutes and answer that question.
咁啊，其实呢个系非常好嘅问题。我发觉咧，好多嘅教会其实增长嘅停顿，其实就唔系冇方法。其实咧，我哋都有方法，可能咧就系我哋关系上高嘅问题。即系好多细嘅教会，我过去一年有机会咧。去協助一啲嘅教會，咁啊發覺咧好多細嘅教會其實關係上高個領導嘅關係咧好有問題，亦都咧好多小嘅教會反而咧就更多嘅分裂，就唔係大教會分裂啊，就係小教會分裂。咁啊，所以呢啲係形成咧就好難去成長。咁啊，我自己覺得咧，華人有啲嘅致命傷啊，就係、是。我哋係唔識得合作，我哋都唔識得咧合一。咁啊點解咧？咁我哋華人咧個個都想合一嘅，冇一個牧者話我做牧者嘅人生嘅方向，我哋嘅目的咧就係教會分裂嘅，冇噶。冇執事話我做執事咧就想咧毀滅教會都冇噶。即係個個都想教會合一，但係既然我哋個個都想教會合一，但係結果係唔合一。咁啊，系乜嘢咧？咁即是话唔系故意地去做一啲嘢，去带嚟不合一。嗱，我哋有啲嘅不知不觉嘅喺文化里边嘅一啲嘅坏习惯，可以咁讲啊，就系咧已经系带嚟不合一噶啦。但我都唔知道自己做咗，我成日想同你合一，但我成日破坏你。咁所以咧，你同埋我咪唔合一咯。但我成日都想同你合一噶。咁所以我覺得，我哋要明白到底我哋嘅中國人啊，或者我哋香港文化有啲乜嘢係帶俾我哋唔合一嘅咧？咁我自己有一個結論，就以弗所書4:3啊，以弗所書4:3話，藉著和平嘅聯繫啊，即係竭力保守聖靈所賜合而為一的心。咁樣和平咧，就係我哋聯繫啊，即係直譯啦嚇，和平聯繫。咁啊。即是我的心和你的心很有和平，我们大家联系了。有没有和平呢？大家就分裂了。和平是什么呢？和平没有争执。但是我们外表没有争执，但是我们心里面成日争执。为什么我们这么多争执呢？就是我们有一个致命伤，就是我们很消极，很喜欢挫人，很喜欢批评。中国人是很厉害的在这方面。我们想衰东西很快，想好东西很慢。是不是？这个是我发觉呢，我自己的教会呢成立了一年后呢，我们差不多散兵了，玩完了。那就因为我们大家很不合一，嗌交，那么差不多我们大家都不玩了。但后来神就给我了解这件事，我们决定呢，我们不再错，我们一定要肯定肯定彼此建立，不要彼此破坏。这件事成为我们教会的救星，可以说就是这个真理呢就拯救了我们教会。那么现在呢就非常合一。咁啊，建基于我哋好识建立，成日建立对方，成日咧话佢好。咁啊，讲真有冇唔好嘅，紧有嘅。但系有冇好嘅，亦都紧有嘅，系咪？睇你嘅焦点摆喺佢嘅唔好，定系摆喺佢好。咁我分享大约系咁样样。我觉得呢样嘢系过去一年我见到喺几间教会入边开始实践呢样嘢咧，个关系就开始改变。关系一改变咧，我发觉呢啲教会就增长。所以过去一年我见到几间小的教会开始增长，就是关系的改变。
各位主内同工你们好。就初头教真就打电话给我说，即是想我分享这个题目的时候，我即心里面呢，即查实呢，我都不是太开心的接受这个题目。就是说我出名停滞啦，我们教会的嘛。但是即系谂真咧，又系真系停滞过5年有好多添啊！即系冇乜嘅增长，甚至负增长嘅情形都有，都系发生过吓。咁就唔系因为话好多人移民啊，即系去外国啊咁啊，唔系呢个原因喎，系因为呢间教会咧系好少人移民嘅吓，咁系有其他啲事嚟去发生嘅。咁但系喺最近嘅日子里边，又睇见咧神系有好多嘅作为喺度啊！咁就可唔可以用得嗰个机嘅？咁有啲即係香港白话就冇乜用啊，你啲数字睇下会好啲啊。 咁我要讲讲咧，我呢间教会咧就系、是、中华基督教会咧，即系系中华基督教会里边咧系叫即系福音派比较传统啲嘅教会，系坐落咧喺一个嘅小学嘅里边嘅吓，即系系基督学校嘅小学里边。咁就有几多年历史咧，就本来咧就系、是、应该成成三十年噶啦，咁啊，不过咧就中间又有啲分堂啊，咁样，咁我哋呢啲叫做分堂咗出嚟，咁所以咧正式嚟计咧，即系我哋咧就二十年，啊二十年，咁二十年里边咧有即系十几廿年咧，咁咧都系喺嗰个即系差唔多嗰个情况之下嘅，咁就系九啊几人、一百人啊，有成十七年都系咁样嘅，即系停咗喺度嘅吓。咁最初嗰时候咧，其实即系一路升得几好噶，以人数嚟计吓。OK 啊，咁我因为我嚟咗呢间嘅教会咧，就只系两年几嘅时间啦。咁我即系追溯翻以前嘅历史咧，就唔能够揾到好多，因为咧原来嗰啲嘢咧档案都唔系净系整得好好嘅。咁啊，只喺有限嘅嘢里边咧，我就抄咗近呢五年啊，五六年嗰个嘅情况系点样。咁咧就呢一条咧就系、是、嗰、那个崇拜人数嚟嘅。即系九啊几人啊，一百啊咁样吓，咁咧就呢个咧就系守圣餐嗰个人数嚟嘅，即系会跌添噶吓，呢个即系守圣餐嘅人数。咁佢洗礼嘅人数咧，即系呢间教会嚟讲嗱，即系以就咁好普通嘅，即系每年都十个八个啊，即系以一间一百人嘅教会咧，每年有十个八个人洗礼啊，信主咁样都唔系好差啫，系嘛？即系应该唔系好差呢间教会啊，咁所以咧。你想佢唔停滞咧，教会咧，其实就啱相反，就即系堵塞嗰啲破口咧，咁佢就系增长噶啦。其实呢间教会咁样，嗱，我就想睇下讲个停滞嗰、那个喺呢几年里边，喺呢几年里边有啲咩事发生咧吓？咁、如果以嗰个现象啊，嗰、那个只嘅分析嚟讲咧，就譬如话教牧嘅流动率好高啊，譬如喺呢。五六年里面咧，系有换咗四个堂主任嘅，系嘛？咁而且当中咧，有啲咧亦都系唔系好愉快地咁样系离开嘅，系嘛？咁呢个都几致命啦，我几致命先。咁就呢个系旧区啦，油麻地区嘅旧区嚟嘅。咁嗰啲后生仔结婚咧就咩啊？好难揾楼咯喺嗰度，咁啊就即系新市镇啦，搬远咗啦，咁啊，咁数翻落去咧得20% 到嘅人咧系。住喺本區嘅啫，其實嚇，咁啊就另外咧就係弟兄姊妹之間嗰個肢體咧就係疏離，咁啊喺呢幾年嘅裏面咧都冇話咩探訪部啊、關懷部啊聯絡呢個做彼此嘅探訪關懷咧，係冇一個咁樣嘅做法嘅，係嘛啊，即係變咗係即係自己你關心邊個，你就去探邊個咯啊，咁樣即係嗰一類嚇、啊、，OK。咁你啲因为一少少嘅现象系咁样出现啦。如果咧我哋系从，如果我咧即系为呢间教会好好地祈祷，从一个灵界嘅角度嚟到去探讨下睇一睇咧，会睇到咧呢间教会坐落喺一个油麻地区咧，即系我会好感觉到咧，头先我讲嗰啲现象都系现象。但是呢啲现象的背后嗰个黑暗的势力呢，我就觉得是好大的。咁你只要如果你灵界呢啲嘅咁嘅睇法都好主观嘅，咁唔能够用数字嚟到表达到出嚟㗎啊，表达唔到出嚟。咁但係呢即係嗰个油麻地区个黄赌毒迷信呢，你行下嗰区你就感受得到嗰种嘅气氛啦。十步八步呢铺头呢就会实有一间呢係同你睇相啊掌相啊买佛具神楼，甚至系批发商啊，喺嗰度啊，所以系特别平。嗰度嘅街坊有呢啲嘅产品咧，系特别平嘅，特别多嘅啊。OK， 咁呢个嗰个灵界势力，而且咧撒旦即系啲好主观嘅啊，所以可能唔系好学术噶啊。不过撒旦咧就用嗰个方式，我自己体会，我自己好个人睇法，打击领袖啊，打击领袖嗰度好犀利。咁咧就特别喺嗰个有啲嘅罪嘅上高，嗱，所以我呢度咧，我一定要笼统咁样讲啊，因为用咩嘢你即系话我话边个教会领袖有咩事啊？我而家系泛指啊，教会领袖啊，平信徒啊，乜嘢都系啊，包埋落去啊，咁咧就系一个喺性嗰方面啊，嗰个罪。 歐陽華地區嗰個黃色嗰方面咧係好犀利嘅個渲染啊，即係啲報攤啊，即係冇乜邊個區咧都差唔多，即係可能全香港都係一兩個區咧係咁黃色嘅啫，即係喺啲街道嘅上高。咁咧就阿領袖喺呢方面出咗問題咧，就變咗全香港教會咧好受打擊啊，甚至有一個最近有一個翻教會一段嘅時間啊，咁佢話。我都唔知道好唔好信好啊，因为教我啲嘢嗰人咧，佢都系咁，咁我都唔知道圣经真定假咁样啊，咁就当然啦，佢真系有啲好完美嘅观念啦，对于某啲嘅教会领袖啊 ，OK， 咁呢个可以慢慢嘅解释，咁但系咧造成一定嘅打击咧，呢、這个肯定。另外咧就系、是、一个产生一个不信任啦，咁表面上嚟讲咧就系讲民主。以多數啊舉手啊有開會嚟決定啊咁啊，但係咧壓根底兒我自己喺呢方面嘅祈禱咧，就會好體會得到咧係一種不信任或者係驚咩禍啊，咁嗰種咁嘅心態都幾強。咁因為嗰個領袖嗰方面嘅出現個問題嘅不信任咧，以致到咧亦都係會產生咗一個別嘅信徒咧係驕傲啊，嚇即係。你讲我听住先，我睇住先啊，观望住先啊，睇下你点样咁样，只产生一种即系佢好似有个属灵弹弓喺度咧，一嘢落一弹弹翻出嚟噶吓，好犀利噶吓。咁咧就呢一、這个咧就我就即系好主观咁嚟到去分析话，即系点解会有嗰个停滞嘅情况。好啦，跟住咧就讲有一个转捩点吓，呢啲粗色嘅线咧就系讲嘅人数，但系虚线咧就听间我先讲吓。粗線嗰度咧就講啦，呢度即係都係一個算係一個跳一跳啊，即係20% 啦，之類咁，都算係有少少突破噶啦嚇。咁我就唔係好突破嘅教會嚟嘅嚇。咁但係呢個咧亦都係嘅少少嘅突破咧，亦都係即係典型啦。咁我哋都係一般啊，即係普通人嚟嘅啫嚇。咁咧就嗰個唔係啲乜嘢模式嘅改變啊。变咗咩团契唔系团契，变咗乜嘢啊？或者主日学唔系主日学啊？唔系，照常一样，我哋都系好传统嘅崇拜主日学团契，团契系分年龄咁样，大约四至五年咁啊，group埋一齐咁样吓，咁呢个嗰个做法。好啦，但系咧喺呢一段嘅时间咧，有啲嘅事啊发生啦。首先第一咧就系、是、牧堂主任嘅离去之后咧。其实咧系喺我嚟呢间教会之前咧，已经系有一个改变嘅情形啦。即系弟兄姊妹咧嗰、那个乐意去侍奉嗰个心咧系加强咗嘅，加强咗嘅。好啦，跟住到系旧年，其实前年已经开始嘅一连串嗰个重病嘅打击啊，对呢间教会啊，好多嘅，即系。數埋咧，其實係一啲係全部係可以致命嘅疾病嚟嘅，例如咩咧，癌症啦，末期嘅癌症啦，呢、這個肌肉萎縮症啦，即係而家係冇得醫嘅叫做啊，即係有兩個係癌症有好多個啊咁樣，咁就都係好多，加加埋埋咧成13噶，咁一間100即係30人嘅教會，即係1/10啦，咁有當然就唔係全部我哋會有嚇、啊，即係有一半咧係會有嘅家人嚇、啊，有一半係我哋自己會有嚇、啊。OK， 咁咧有一個嘅媽媽咧就好埋怨神，因為佢個仔仔咧係發現咗肌肉萎縮症。咁佢咧就佢改個仔仔咧個名咧就有個哲字嘅哲學個哲啊。咁佢未改之前，嗰啲人咧就話唔好改啲咁嘅名字，即係哲哲聲啊。啊！佢哋即系屋企人系好迷信嘅啊。OK， 咁咧就，但系佢咧，佢就好硬颈嘅，即系话，我唔迷信呢啲嘢嘅，我系要就改呢个字噶嘛。咁跟住呢个仔仔咧就发现患上呢个咁嘅病，即系对佢嚟讲好大嘅打击嚟噶。其实，即系佢就系想用呢样嘢嚟到话俾人听唔好迷信，但系咧偏偏就系折啦，即系佢个仔仔2岁大就系折啦，要咁样，咁啊好大嘅打击嚟噶。咁兼且咧，佢因為太過溺愛，即係好愛個仔噶，甚至咧係佢因著呢件事咧，佢發現咧，佢愛個仔咧係多過愛神嘅。咁跟住 几个月之后呢，我个仔仔呢就发现咗一个嘅末期嘅癌症，係曾经冇细胞瘤。咁啦，对我哋嚟讲就係真係一个晴天霹雳啦，係好好大嘅打击㗎嘛。咁呢就唱嘅过程我唔讲啦，因为我哋呢个时间係非常之有限。但喺呢件嘅事嘅里面呢，我就係好体会到呢，神係会使用一啲嘅咒诅呢係变成一个祝福嘅。在众多的病患里面呢，神是使用我们、教会呢是成为很多人的安慰的，很多未信的家人啊那些的安慰啊见证啊这样。我仔仔呢现在呢是都可以说是罕有地啊奇迹地呢是全部清除晒那些的癌细胞啊这样的情形。好啦，在这个过程里面体验到什么呢，后来那些弟兄们呢在这感恩分享会里面同学讲法。佢初头知道呢个病之后，我哋又呼吁祈祷嘅时候，佢呀个心里面就諗，我哋呢祈祷呢都系俾陈生佢哋呢接受个仔仔嘅离去。佢祈祷嘅医治呢系冇乜用嘅。原来呢佢哋嘅心里面呢系咁样諗嘅。有好多人嘅心里面系咁样諗嘅。因为我哋个传统呢都系即系喺患难嘅里面呢承受嗰个患难呢就系、是、成为一个见证㗎啦。咁啊咁啊即系变咗呢，即系求咩大事咩信心咩嗰啲呢就唔会话即系好着意㗎喺呢方面㗎嘛。好啦，咁啊喺嗰个信心土嗰个上高系个好大嘅经历嚟㗎，系对我哋嘅教会。咁我哋又即系整一啲嘅禁食祈祷会啊咩警醒嘅祈祷会啊。呢啲嘢呢喺我教会呢系以前呢系好少有咁样嘅即系聚会嘅，或者系咁认真嘅投入参与喺一个祷告嘅里面。咁而家关顾嗰方面啦，咁我初头呢即系老实讲，我后来呢我自己都认罪嘅悔改睇一班我哋教会弟兄姊妹嘅面前啦，即系点解呢，因为呢我心里面系有酸酸地嘅味道。因为我以前嘅教会呢好识得关顾㗎，佢咩嘢都同我做晒，我未諗到嗰样嘢呢佢已经同我諗埋啦。例如钱呀、例如咩空气嘅环境嘅问题呀，或者咩咩嘅问题呀，我都未曾諗嗰部佢已经同我諗埋，然之后呢寫埋支票嚟呀，或者拎埋汤嚟呀，支持之类咁。但我哋教会呢就唔係好识做呢嘢嘅。因为亦都以前冇咩即係可能冇咩呢类嘅经历㗎嘛。咁我心里面呢就係、是、有一啲嘅酸酸地嘅味道。咁呢就但喺一个即系祈祷会嘅里边，神咧都系光照我啦，即系体会到我受嘅恩典咧，竟然咧系成为酸咪咪嘅感觉啊！即系人哋越对我好咧，我越系酸咪咪，即系我觉得咁样系真系好对神主啊！即系我系唔识得感恩啊！即系多嘅关顾又好，少嘅关顾又好，我都系好需要学习你嘅感恩嘅，同佢哋一齐嚟到流泪去悔改。嗰阵先话：，哇！阿秦生你唔讲我唔知啊！哎呀，咁样啊咁啊！咁喺跟住之后呢，弟兄姊妹呢喺嗰个彼此嘅关顾嗰方面呢係大胆咗好多。以前呢好多时一个情况呢就係、是、佢呢就需要安定下㗎，我哋唔好打搅佢咁多，我哋呢为佢祈祷，默默地为佢祈祷，唔好搵佢祈祷喎，係默默地祈祷喎，最多呢顶多係叻嗰啲个别寫张卡一齐签卡都冇乜咁滞呀分分钟呀。咁啊，但系咧喺呢个过程里面，好体会到嗰种嘅关顾咧，一落实好多啦啊！即系人到咧，就卡啊、钱啊嗰啲到咗先。咁然之后咧，我哋咧唔系个个人追住佢，我哋而家好叻噶，而家有代表噶，即系识得关顾人嗰啲咧，就代表咧去关顾嗰一家人啊，嗰一家人、嗰一家人啦，其他人咧就喺背后嗰个支持啊，系嘛？咁就好体会到即系主里面一家嗰种嘅关顾，更且咧。是成为了一个见证报道。最近这几个月里面我带了好几个的弟兄姊妹的爸爸来到去信主，其中一个也都是洗礼啊。咁呢就是好体会到呢这些的疾病彼此的关顾是成为了一个见证，神的介入啊、医治啊、那个参与是一个见证，很活生的见证。一去到好自然的我就拿一幅相出来啊，这个我仔仔啊，好自然就是去的。咁我其他有啲患病嘅领尖嘅都系咁样做，而且咧互相运用佢嘅见证啊，嚟到去即系见证神、荣耀神，咁啊即系荣耀归翻俾神。咁呢个咧就系喺呢几年咧，我哋教会嗰个
即係佢嘅轉變啊。咁啊，最後咧都提一提嗰個虛線啦。嗰個虛線咧就係嗰個奉獻數字嚟嘅。嗰奉獻數字咧，差唔多百人嘅教會咧50万一年，52万，即係平均嚟講咧，好少嘅啫，每人即係捐獻出嚟係好少嘅嚇。咁啊就曾經仲係咁跌添啊。咁跟住去到呢度咧，畫到我都唔識畫啦呢度，因為咧相差太遠啦。相差嗰個遠咧係點遠法咧？喺呢個數字就可以睇到。咁啊呢個咧就係啊52万啦、35万啦、56万啦、71万啦、70万啦。啊呢度咧我都唔識畫啦啊，因為71万咧就知道咧177万，即係每年嘅奉獻。咁呢個咧就係奉獻去建堂啊，去買一個地方咧，成為我哋嘅聚會嘅地方咁樣。嗱呢個咧。本来咧系一个好好嘅机会嚟噶，系大家好同心合意啊。殊不知咧出现一个好大嘅危机啊，就喺呢一段嘅喺94年嗰个时间，差唔多咧信心咧跌到最低点啊！即系所以建堂咧真系有辣有唔辣，即系哇可以唔辣到咧真系好惨嘅一个情况，因为咧个个真系倾到咧冇心机再倾啦吓，就仲更加增加嗰種嘅彼此嘅不信任，即係你揾個樓啊，咁佢又彈你幾下，佢揾個樓又彈你幾下咁啊。啊，結果咧就話：哎呀，我哋如果再買唔到，唔買住啦，再開個會友大會啦，再確認過先啦，咁樣先去做啦，咁啊，即係跌到去差唔多即係最低，因為有一個好個個都話諗住想買，但係下下咧即係都係落唔到手啊，因為太舊啊，嗰層樓或者之類咁啊。咁結果出一下俾人買咗，咁又第二個禮拜主日崇拜又報告翻，俾人買咗啦咁啊！哇，即係咧嗰啲人咧，真係好慘喺嗰段嘅時間。好啦，呢個轉捩點咧就喺94年尾嗰時啊，咁咧就我哋咧就請咗吳桂恆先生嚟喺建堂購堂嗰度咧開個最後一次會啦，係嘛？咁我係又係列席啊，我未去到嗰度啊。去侍奉啊！我系你直接去埋啊嘛，咁咧就大家倾起啊嘛，咁跟住咧佢俾几下嘅意见啊咁啊，咁啊大家咧就睇嗰个地方啊，觉得都好中意啊咁啊，咁啊好，咁啊即系个投票啦，大家即系买唔买啊咁样啊，咁啊买啊嘛，咁啊事后嗰个弟兄话：，唉，我都系咁讲啦，呢啲嘢，佢只不过唔同嘅人咁讲个口讲唔同啊嘛，嗰、那个出名啲咁，你个个都听佢咁啊，即係類似啲咁嘅事就係經常發生㗎嚇。OK， 咁咧跟住咧就籌款，再籌一次，就273万一年。咁加埋呢個96万咧，都係奉獻嚟嘅，就係咩咧？灣仔即係呢個堂啦，灣仔堂嘅系列嘅9堂嘅弟兄姊妹啦，各姊妹堂啊嘛，有呢個捐錢咧，加埋咧，竟然咧96万喎，捐咗。咁我咧就係咧，簡直係意外，即係冇呢個冇預算有一筆咁樣嘅錢嘅。結果咧就，不如買多個單位啦，或者係即係之類，即係做咗即係早啲還款啊之類咁啊。咁啊，結果咧呢個就已經買完樓噶啦嚇。咁跟住咧嗰個奉獻嘅數字咧仍然都係高嘅，即係同比起以前咧，比起以前嚟講咧，你可以睇到直情係唔同，好似另外一間教會咁樣嘅嚇。咁啊，大家嗰、那個即係個心咧，即係喺翻個教會嗰、那個，即係齊心嗰方面。咁呢個咧就係即係你嘅財寶喺邊度，你嘅心喺邊度，願榮耀咧歸翻俾我哋一神。
跟住咧就阿 Dr. Logan 咧，佢就會係有啲回應，同埋繼續下邊嗰兩堂嘅佢嘅講座啊。
I heard several things.
啱先咧，我聽到好多好好嘅嘢。
Sometimes the battle is on the outside.
有陣時咧，我哋打仗咧係喺外在。
And I think if we're going to seriously see the Great Commission fulfilled, we need to take much more seriously the notion of spiritual warfare and prayer.
如果我哋完成大使命咧，我哋真係要認真咧去考慮一個屬靈嘅爭戰。
Other times the battle is on the inside.
有陣時咧，個爭戰咧喺裏邊。
And I heard that they were having problems in terms of getting along and relationships and things like that.
我聽到咧，大家啊，佢哋有困難咧，就係啊，彼此相處啊，即係嗰啲關係裏邊啊。
And so those issues need to be resolved and worked through.
所以關係嘅嗰啲嘅情況咧，需要去解決。
And sometimes the battle is inside the person.
有陣時嗰個爭戰咧，係喺我哋自己心入邊。
Can it be done?
得唔得咧？
And believing that it can be done.
相信有可能咧，依樣嘢都係一個爭戰。
And then the cultivation of an atmosphere and expectancy.
而去建立一個氣氛喺教會入邊咧，一種嘅期待，一種嘅啊神嘅能力嗰種嘅氣氛咧，都係要需要做。
And it's interesting to me as I reflect upon this example.
所以咧，啱先睇到呢個聽到呢個個案嘅時候。
How much of the battle is internal as opposed to external?
我見到咧好多嘅爭戰咧，其實喺內在咧啊多過喺外在可能。
I'm reminded of that story I may have told last time I was here about the elephant that was chained.
咁啊，上一次嚟香港咧，講到一個比喻，講啊呢個大笨象咧被鎖鏈鎖住。
How many remember that one?
幾多人記得我呢個比喻？
Two, good. So we'll tell it again.
啊，所以得兩個人記得，所以要再重複。
The little baby elephant has the chain on its leg.
一個BB大笨象，佢腳度咧有鎖，有個鏈鎖住佢。
A little stake in the ground.
喺地下咧有一個竹。
And the little baby elephant tries to get away.
咁咧呢個竹咧就綁住個鏈，咁啊個BB咧啊呢個大笨象咧好想走。
Gets to the end and then it gets stuck.
佢去到呢個尾嘅時候咧，咁啊拉住啦，走唔到啦。
Then it turns around and tries to go the other way.
跟住走去左嗰邊咧，就想拉。
And then it gets stuck.
跟住咧，拉到盡啦，行唔到啦。
And soon it learns that it cannot escape.
咁啊，慢慢地咧，佢就啊明白一個真理，就係咧冇可能逃避噶啦。
So it doesn't try anymore.
咁啊，就唔再嘗試。
And so then it grows up to be a big elephant.
但係慢慢慢慢長大咧，成為一個大嘅大笨象。
The same little stake is in the ground.
仲係嗰啲細嘅竹仔咧啊喺地下。
The elephant's now strong enough it could rip the stake out and go wherever it wants.
其實呢個大笨象而家大個啦，其實好有力咧，隨時一拉嗰個竹咧就已經飛起啦，佢到處去都得。
But it doesn't try.
不過呢個大嘅大笨象咧，試都唔試。
Because it's learned it can't escape.
因為佢已經明白咧，原來我就冇可能咧走得甩㗎啦。
What's the moral of that story?
所以呢個故事話俾賣啲咩俾我哋聽咧？
You're chained if you think you are.
就係咧，如果你認為自己係被鎖住咧，你就係被鎖住啦。
But Christ has set you free.
但係基督已經將我哋釋放咗。
We can develop the heart of God.
我哋可以有神嗰種心。
By God's grace, we can develop good relationships with each other.
神咧就俾咗我哋佢恩典，我哋可以咧有好嘅關係。
With the Spirit of God, we can cultivate a good atmosphere and expectancy.
聖靈喺我哋裏邊，我哋可以建立一個咧，一個期待神做大事嘅一個咁嘅氣氛。
By the power of God, we can break through the chains that hold back the unbelievers.
神嘅能力咧，俾咗我哋，我哋可以咧嚟到咧釋放嗰啲人嗰啲蒙蔽嗰啲人嘅眼睛，將佢打開，俾佢見到真理。
By faith we can break through.
我哋憑信心咧，可以帶佢進入國度。
Those are some of the things that I heard as I was listening.
啱時咧，我聽到呢個嘅個案咧，我就聽到呢啲咁嘅嘢。
I think it would be important to take a moment to respond.
所以咧，我哋需要咧攞少少時間出去回應下。
Take 1 minute to pray.
1分鐘去祈禱。
Ask God, what is holding you back?
你問一問神，到底乜嘢嘢而家係可能綁住你、鎖住你。
And see if God will identify what that is.
有個神會唔會俾你見到咧？喺你自己生命或者你嘅侍奉裏邊，有啲咩係嗰啲鎖鏈或者個大笨象咁樣鎖住佢，但係而家根本已經唔再鎖住佢，不過佢覺得係鎖住。
Take 1 minute to pray about that.
请你用一分钟去检讨啊，反省下，让圣灵同你讲说话。
On the street, and ask them what are some of the words that come to mind when you hear the word church.
如果你去街道咧，访问啲人，你问佢咧，当你谂到教会啊，你谂到乜嘢嘢咧？
What are some of the words that would come to mind?
咁啊，佢会谂到啲咩咧？
Boring.
Boring.
Irrelevant.
闷啊，同我哋冇关。
Foreign.
或者咧系西化。
Western.
呢个系外地嘅。
There may be other words.
或者其他嘅一啲嘅字眼，佢会攞嚟形容。
What are all those words have in common?
呢啲嘅字眼有啲咩共同嘅地方咧？
All of them are talking about not being culturally relevant.
所有呢啲字眼咧，就讲俾我哋听，教会系冇适切本土文化。
Gospel means good news.
呢一个福音系好嘅信息嘅意思。
So what is good news that touches the hearts of Chinese people?
呢个有福气带嚟嘅信息系乜嘢咧？乜嘢到底对中国人嚟讲系好嘅信息咧？
Even more specific, since there's a billion Chinese people, what's going to be good news to the people in your ministry focus group?
咁啊，除咗讲啊中国人啊，因为有10亿个中国人啦，咁啊特别讲你呢个地区嘅人啦，咁到底你所侍奉嘅对象乜嘢对佢嚟讲叫做福音咧？
What's going to connect with the hearts of people?
乜嘢嘢系佢心入边会回应，觉得哇，呢一个咧系福音咧？
How do we do that?
咁我哋点样去揾出呢啲咁嘅答案咧？
Let me give you one key word.
一个好重要一个字。
Listen.
聆听。
Listen.
听。
If you listen to people with God's ears, they will tell you how you can connect with them in a way that is relevant.
如果你带住神嘅耳仔去听佢哋讲嘢嘅时候咧，佢哋会话俾你听，你嘅讲嘅信息点样可以掂到佢嘅心。
I was traveling in Australia in Tasmania.
我喺澳洲呢个 Tasmania 呢个岛嗰度咧，喺度去嗰度聚会。
And I was getting hungry for some Chinese food.
咁啊，我肚饿，好想食中国餸。
It's one of my favorite kinds.
哇，中国餸当然最好食啦。
And so I said, "Where's the best Chinese restaurant here?"
咁我问人啊，呢度最好嘅中国餐馆喺边？
And they told us.
咁佢哋话俾我哋听。
And I went with my partner to this restaurant.
咁我同我嘅拍档咧就一齐去呢个餐馆。
And it was a delicious meal.
非常好食。
And as we were getting ready to leave,
咁当我哋预备离开嘅时候，
there were three other persons in this restaurant only.
咁啊喺呢个餐馆咧就有另外三个客嘅啫。
And as we're getting ready to leave.
当我们离开的时候,
one of the Australians yells out in a big voice, he says, "Americans, Americans, you are dirty Americans."
有一个澳洲人就大声嗌，你们美国佬，美国佬，你们真是黑人憎。
Actually, it was more bloody Yanks, is what they said.
其实讲的是粗口来的，不过不太适合你这里讲。
And so my friend said, "Well, yes, we are Americans."
朋友就话系啊，佢哋系真系美国人嚟噶。
And the guy then proceeded to tell us what he thought about the United States.
跟住咧，佢就话俾我哋听，佢哋点样睇美国呢个国家。
And from what I could understand, it was not nice.
咁我咧就唔系几听得明嗰啲粗口，不过咧我明白系唔系几好噶啦。
But what I could understand, it was all totally true.
但系咧，佢讲嗰啲嘢其实咧都系真嘅。
My friend had interacted with the culture more.
我嘅朋友咧，要开始咧更加明白咧澳洲文化。
And so he said, "You know, you're right."
咁啊，佢就话：你知唔知啊？你讲得啱啊。
And there's a couple more things we don't like, and he added two more things to the guy's list.
咁啊，佢话我仲有两样嘢我都唔中意嘅，我而家加多俾你，俾你多啲嘢去讲啊，以后。
And so the guy was kind of flustered.
咁个澳洲人咧都哇，即系好好劲啊，好。
战经。
It was not the reaction he was expecting.
他本来没想着你是会这样回应，他以为你会闹他。
He wanted us to whip out the little American flags that we all carry in our pockets and start waving them or singing something.
他以为你会袋里面拿出美国旗啊，然后揈下美国旗啊，然后闹他一阵。
And so he said, why don't you sit down and have a beer with us?
咁啊，澳洲人就话，喂，不如坐低啦，一齐饮下啤酒啊。
To which I responded, I'd be happy to have a cup of decaffeinated coffee.
咁我同佢讲话，啊，我好愿意同你饮杯冇加咖啡因嘅咖啡。
I'm a conservative Baptist.
因为我系一个保守嘅浸信会嘅人。
I've often wondered if Jesus would have had the beer.
我其实有时谂下，到底耶稣会唔会同佢饮啤酒咧？
Anyway, that's a whole other subject. Let's not talk about that.
其实呢个同冇关噶。
So there I am drinking my coffee.
咁我系饮紧咖啡。
Pleasant conversation for 10 minutes.
咁啊，大家倾咗十分钟偈。
Then the Australian gets hostile again.
跟住澳洲人咧又讲啦。
So what are you bloody Yanks doing here anyway?
咁你班衰鬼美国人咧喺呢度做啲咩啊
？My friend says we're church consultants。
咁我朋友话我哋咧系呢个嘅顾问嚟嘅，教会顾问嚟嘅。
Really？
真嘅咩
？You get paid for that？
哇，原来你咁样会有人俾钱你嚟做顾问
？And my friend says no， there's people in the United States that give money to support us so that we can be here to help the Australian church become more relevant。
佢话唔系啊，因为我哋有美国有啲人咧就话奉献钱俾我哋可以嚟澳洲，帮助澳洲嘅教会咧更加适切本土文化。
Until now, the only thing I had said was just to order the coffee. My extrovert friend was carrying the conversation.
咁我自己咧乜都未讲，我只系话我想饮咖啡啫。另外，全部我呢个好外向嘅朋友咧喺度同佢哋倾紧偈嘅啫。
If you're an introvert like I am, it's wonderful to have extrovert friends because then you can go to a party and have a good time.
如果你系好似我咁嘅样，好内向咧，你有个外向嘅朋友咧，好好嘅，因为佢一齐去人哋同人倾偈。他可以傾曬，你再唔可以唔出聲。
So I finally speak up。
好吧，我最嬲尾咧，我就講嘢啦。
And I said, yes, you could really help me out。
我話你其實可以幫下我哋啊。
In the next 3 weeks, we're going to be going to 5 of the 6 capital cities in Australia。
嚟緊呢3個星期，我哋會去澳洲6個首都。
And we're going to be trying to help the Australian church leaders and pastors help their churches to become more relevant.
我哋咧要帮助澳洲嘅教会嘅牧师咧，就咧可以更加适切本土文化。
You could really help me out.
你可以帮我啊，其实。
What should I tell them?
其实我要同佢哋讲啲乜嘢啊
？What advice could you give me that I could pass on to them?
你可唔可以俾啲意见我啊？我点样去教呢啲嘅澳洲牧师啊？
2.5 hours later, they were still talking.
佢哋咧两个半钟头后咧，佢哋仲喺度讲紧意见俾我听。
It is now after midnight.
而家咧已经超过半夜12点啦。
The restaurant is closed.
呢个餐馆都要闩门啦。
The owner has come and joined the conversation.
但已经闩咗门添，原来嗰个嘅老细咧而家走嚟同我哋一齐倾埋偈。
The waitress is staying on her own time, and she's a part of the discussion as well.
咁嗰个自己同我哋倾埋偈添。
And we're trying to excuse ourselves. They're begging us to stay.
其实我哋都好想翻去瞓觉，不过佢哋咧仲有嘢讲。
But we had an early flight. We had to leave.
但系第二朝早我哋好早咧就要离开噶啦，所以我哋一定要离开。
I learned more in that 2.5 hours than I would have learned in 2.5 years sitting on evangelism and committee meetings.
我咧喺嗰两个半钟头咧学到嘅嘢超过我。在一些的所谓报道的委员会那里坐2年半都学不到。
And as I reflected upon what they shared,
当我想想他们跟我分享的东西的时候
,75% of it was totally doable.
75% 是可以做得到的。
You could do 75% of what they were suggesting without any compromise whatsoever to the essence of the gospel.
如果我哋咧去实践75%佢哋讲嘅嘢咧，我哋其实咧完全唔需要牺牲任何嘅真理或者任何福音嘅内容。
Now 25% did need some theological filtering.
當然25%需要我哋反省下到底合唔合乎神學。
In other words, they did make some suggestions that were not biblically appropriate to make.
當然佢哋俾一啲意見咧，係相當唔合乎聖經嘅。
But most of it had to do with style.
但係咧，大部分75%同我哋咧嗰啲style有關嘅。
Most of it had to do with answering real questions that the real people were asking.
大部分嘢咧，同我哋咧一般嘅人會問一啲一般人嘅問題，同一般人嘅關係有關嘅。
And it was fascinating to me to realize that if you'll just talk to unchurched people and listen to them, they will tell you what's on their heart if you listen hard enough.
所以呢，俾我能夠明白呢，如果我哋同一啲唔翻教會嘅人，真係去好好地傾偈聽下嘅時候呢，佢哋會講好多嘢你需要聽嘅嘢。
And how do you translate what you're hearing to understand and how to connect with the hearts of the people?
咁點樣去從佢哋所講嘅嚟到將佢翻譯為呢，去講一啲信息係掂到佢心嘅呢？
That's what it means to take the gospel and communicate it.
呢個就叫做傳福音嘅技巧。
In the United States, at the Chinese meals, they have the little fortune cookie.
喺美國咧，喺啲中國人餐館咧，完咗之後咧，有一啲所謂啊啲餅啊，入邊有一個算命嘅一啲嘅，即係話你將來會點啊咁。
That's how I began my study of Chinese wisdom literature.
我明白中國嘅智慧文化咧，就係咁樣明白嘅，就睇嗰啲嘢嘅啫。
And every once in a while, you find something that's actually useful.
咁啊，有耐唔耐咧，都唔錯嘅，入邊講嗰啲嘢。
One time I read this: You must begin where you are. You cannot start from anywhere else.
咁有一次咧，有一句咁樣講：你一定需要從你而家嗰個崗位、而家個地步去開始，你唔可以從其他地方開始。
How does that apply to culturally relevant philosophy ministry?
咁啊，同我哋講緊呢個適切本土化文化嘅呢個侍奉哲學有咩關呢？
If you want to reach people, you must start where they are.
如果我哋贏得人，我哋需要從佢而家嗰個地步開始。
You cannot start where you'd like them to be.
我哋唔可以從我哋好想佢去到嗰個地步嚟到同佢開始。
You have to start exactly where they are.
我哋從佢而家嗰度開始。
And then help them from where they are to where they need to be.
所以而家幫佢哋從佢哋而家個地步去到我哋好想佢去到嘅地步。
The questions that people are asking are different often from culture to culture.
咁當然每一個文化嗰啲人咧問緊嘅問題或者有興趣知道嘅嘢咧係唔同。
From my discussions with Chinese people and asking them how they came to know Christ.
咁啊，如果我當我同啲中國人傾下偈啊，問佢點解你會信耶穌咧？
Many of the testimonies I'm asking or they shared had to do with some need in their life where they needed to see the power of God manifest in a tremendous way.
好多嘅答案咧，就係同佢哋嘅需要嗰度有關嘅，即係佢哋好需要見到神有一種嘅超自然嘅能力嚟到彰顯喺心靈裏邊。
For instance, one family in Malaysia talked about how they had a sick child and they went to the Buddhist monks and temples and all that, and they did all these things and they went to doctors and everything and nobody could help this child.
喺馬來西亞，我遇見一個家庭，佢哋一個細路咧，佢哋病咗，咁啊就去所有嗰啲嘅廟啊、拜啊、各式各樣神啊，但係結果咧都唔能夠幫助個細路。
Finally, out of desperation, they turned to some Christians they knew in the church.
到最後尾，冇辦法啦，佢哋就揾咗一啲佢哋識嘅基督徒朋友。
The Christians prayed.
咁啊，依一個嘅基督徒佢祈禱。
God intervened.
神醫治咗佢。
God healed the child.
神將呢個細路仔咧個疾病康復。
The family came to faith.
依一個家庭咧就信咗耶穌。
And numbers of others came to faith.
結果咧，仲有其他人咧都信埋耶穌。
And they've walked with the Lord for many years.
咁啊，好多年咧都係好忠心地跟隨主。
God met them at their point of need.
神呢喺佢哋需要嗰时刻嚟到帮助佢掂到佢哋生命。
God ministered to them in a culturally appropriate way.
神去服侍佢哋系按一啲適切佢哋文化嘅方法嚟到掂到佢哋。
See, the question is, what is going to be good news in your context?
所以最重要问嘅问题就系喺你嗰个嘅环境里边，喺你所接触嗰啲人里边，乜嘢对佢哋嚟讲叫做好嘅信息，即是乜嘢叫福音？
What kind of style of ministry?
到底佢哋想见到你嘅服侍嗰种嘅 style 系点样？
Because anytime you use words, you're going to be reaching and attracting some people, and other people you're going to be turning off.
因为每一次我哋讲一啲说话咧，我哋就会吸引某一种人，亦都某一种人咧系被我哋咧嚟到拒绝。
If you use a very high level of vocabulary, who are you going to be appealing to?
如果我哋讲啲好深奥嘅一啲嘅好难明白嘅一啲嘅文化咧，边啲人会中意听咧？
The highly educated.
当然好有学问嘅人啦。
If you use common, ordinary language, you can minister to the grassroots.
如果我哋用一啲一般嘅日常嘅说话咧，当然咧比较基层嘅人更加可以明白。
See, one of the mistakes that small churches make is they say, we got to try and reach everybody.
咁啊，有啲细嘅教会，佢哋犯嘅错误就系佢哋觉得我哋要赢得各种嘅人。
But trying to reach everybody in general is a wonderful way to reach nobody in particular.
咁啊，要赢到各种嘅人咧，系一个好好嘅方法，系赢到各种嘅人，不过乜嘢人都赢唔到。
Small churches grow by being specialty shops.
啊，呢啲细嘅教会要增长咧，系必须要成为专门嘅一啲嘅嘅教会。
Not trying to be like a big supermarket or a shopping mall.
我哋需要成为唔系好似一个超级市场咁嘅嘢，乜嘢都有喺里边。
That's culturally relevant philosophy of ministry.
所以你要决定你要有一个适切文化嘅一种嘅哲学。
Okay, let's look at page 5.
第五页。
I'm not dreaming.
唔系发紧梦啊。
Celebrative and reflective worship.
一个有庆祝同埋有反省嘅敬拜。
I want to emphasize first the celebrative.
首先我要咧强调一个庆祝。
What do you get most excited about in your life?
你谂下你自己生命里边令到你最兴奋系咩嘢
？And how demonstrative do you get in that excitement?
咁啊，當然你好興奮嘅時候咧，你會點樣表達咧
？Do you get excited about a soccer team？
啊，你會唔會睇到啊足球隊啊，會好興奮咧
？Or do you get excited about a fireworks demonstration？
或者咧，哇！你睇到煙花嘅時候咧，有咩反應咧
？What is it that gets you so excited？
乜嘢令到你好興奮
？And do you cheer？
你興奮嘅時候咧，你會嗌咧，定會點咧
？I know some of you are introverts。
我知道中间有啲人咧好内向。
And this really exciting thing happens, you know, your favorite team wins, you win the gold medals and all sorts of stuff.
哇，或者咧，哇，李珊珊赢咗奥运金牌，咁兴奋嘅嘢发生。
And some of you are like this, you go, that's exciting.
啊，我哋中间有啲人咧，可能你嘅反应就话
，We just won.
你兴奋啦
，We just won.
我哋赢咗啦。
I am so excited.
我好興奮啊。
Now I have noticed something.
我咧發現一啲嘢。
Chinese people seem to know how to throw a good party.
中國人咧其實好識得咧慶祝嘅。
And how to have a good time.
好識咧熱鬧啊玩啊。
And to get excited.
佢哋可以好興奮嘅。
Right?
係咪？
How does that translate into our worship service?
咁我哋崇拜点样样去适应呢种文化咧
？When the soccer team wins the final goal at the last second, everybody cheers. Woo! This is exciting. Whoa! Isn't that great? Look at that!
哇！李珊珊攞金牌嘅时候，全个香港好兴奋啊！哇！大家破长洲啊，欢迎佢啊
And then that same person, that same Christian comes into the church.
咁但系同呢个人同一个人走入嚟教会嘅时候
，and they hear about somebody that's come to faith，
佢哋听到有人咧信咗耶稣
，and they say， Amen， praise the Lord。
佢哋话感谢主，哈利路亚。
What's wrong with this picture？
咁啊，到底呢一幅图画有咩问题？
Shouldn't we get at least as excited about God and who He is as we do about the thing that we get most excited about in general life?
咁我哋咧兴奋关于神做嘅嘢，系咪应该咧最少好似我哋日常生活有啲兴奋嘢发生嘅一样咁劲咧？
Granted, worship needs to be celebrated and reflective, but sometimes we forget the celebrative part.
当然啊，一个庆典一个敬拜系需要有反省嘅时间，但系咧，我哋往往咧忘记咗，亦都需要有庆祝嘅时间。
And so what happens is if we really have genuine, authentic worship, we're going to be excited about God and who He is.
所以咧，我哋咧有阵时咧真系需要咧嗰个敬拜咧系好兴奋啊！我哋真系兴奋啊！关于神嗰种嘅伟大。
And as we draw close to God,
当我哋接近神嘅时候。
That we're going to get the heart of God.
我哋可以捉到神嘅心。
And if we get the heart of God, we're going to reach out to those that are lost.
如果我哋捉到神嘅心，我哋知道咧，神愿意一人沉沦，我哋咧要得到啲未信耶稣。
And we're going to bring them into the same experience.
我哋会将佢带入去经历神呢一种嘅生命里边。
See, sometimes we get the mistaken notion that good worship somehow excludes non-believers.
所以有阵时咧，我哋咧错误嘅思想就觉得一个好嘅敬拜咧系唔侵非基督徒玩嘅。
Good authentic worship done in an appropriate style will be attractive to non-believers。
一个兴奋嘅一个好嘅敬拜咧，其实应该系吸引唔信耶稣嘅人。
It's part of using the principle of cultural relevance。
呢个就系用翻啱先我哋所讲嘅适切本土文化嘅呢一种嘅敬拜。
We talk here about being relevant in the sense of the words that you use。
咁我哋讲适切文化咧，我哋其实咧亦都讲紧我哋讲嘅说话。
Are they words that any ordinary person can understand?
咁呢啲说话系咪一般人可以明白嘅咧？
If you are you communicating to meet the needs that real people have?
你讲嘅说话咧，你讲嘅信息系咪同一般人个生命里边个需要系有关系咧
？Everybody out there listening to a sermon is asking the question, "So what?"
咁好多人听到你讲嘅信息，佢哋就会问一个问题：咁又点啫？
What difference is it going to make in my life?
咁呢样嘢同我生命有乜关系咧
？Even Christians are asking that.
就算基督徒都会咁问噶啦。
See, relevance means to connecting with where people are.
即是文化，即是话咧，同佢而家日常生活咧系有关系。
And the style of music that you use is important.
我哋用嗰种嘅音乐都好重要。
We call this being seeker sensitive.
我哋叫呢个咧，叫系敏感呢啲嘅追寻嘅人。
Worshiping and connecting with God so that worship is for the believer。
我哋咧要同神咧嚟到接触当然基督徒系需要敬拜。
But doing it in a way that the unbeliever could participate and get something out of it themselves.
咁我哋咧可以用嘅方式咧，就系咧唔信耶稣嘅人都可以参与，亦都可以得到神嗰种嘅生命喺佢哋里边。
We see that worship and evangelism are actually quite connected.
所以呢啲敬拜同埋报道咧系息息相关嘅。
Read Psalm 40 verses 1 to 3 and you'll see that the worship and new song being put in the heart results in many people coming to faith.
你睇诗篇40篇第二第三节话俾我哋听，敬拜神咧个结果咧就好多人嚟到信啦。
Reread 1 Corinthians 14 and realize that when good worship is happening, the unbeliever is there, they will say, God is in your midst.
如果你睇哥林多前书14章咧，见到咧，当我敬拜好嘅敬拜嘅时候咧，有唔信耶稣嘅中间就话，哇，神喺佢哋中间。
So you can see how what I'm emphasizing here in the celebrating reflective worship is somehow linked into the culturally relevant philosophy of ministry.
所以你見到我哋講呢個有慶祝嘅同埋有反省嘅敬拜咧，同啱先我哋講個原則就係咧，適切本土文化咧係有關係嘅。
Do you know when I went out, when I started at my church, I went out and talked to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of non-believers.
我開始我教會的時候呢,我走出去呢,同好多幾百個呢,唔信耶穌嘅人傾偈。
And I asked them, what turns you off to church?
我就問佢,乜嘢令到你向教會對教會呢,產生反感嘅?
You know what they said?
咦,佢話咩?
They said they didn't like the offering plate.
他們不喜歡奉獻袋,
and they didn't like the hymn book.
他們不喜歡我們的詩歌,
and they didn't like the pipe organ.
他們更加不喜歡就是那個風琴,
and I understood the offering plate.
那我明白這個奉獻袋為什麼他們不喜歡,
so when we started the church, we never took an offering.
所以我們開始教會的時候呢,我們沒有收奉獻。
We put a box in the back with a notice in the bulletin, and if you wanted to give, you gave. For 11 years, all the time I was pastor, I never passed an offering plate. When my successor took over, within 3 weeks, he changed that.
咁我離開嘅時候呢,跟住個牧師呢,3個星期內呢已經轉變了。Because
when the church is small, it's very nice and convenient. When the church becomes 1100 people, you almost break your arm trying to get it, they made it very inconvenient for people to give.
咁啊，當然咧，教會細嘅時候咧，啊，每個人擺錢入去奉獻箱咧，好方便。但係當啊1100人嘅時候，個個排隊要擺奉獻箱咧，都幾麻煩嘅。
But I was scratching my head and saying, what is it they don't like about the hymn book and the pipe organ?
但我諗緊，點解佢哋唔中意個詩歌搭咧？點解佢哋唔中意個風琴咧？
I asked them.
咁我問佢哋啦。
And they said that style of music communicates that God is at least 300 years out of date.
他說你們那個音樂呢,就其實已經講了一些訊息給我們聽,就是說你們的神呢,已經是300年前的神,已經很古老的,跟今天的時代無關的了。
It communicates that God is a God of history, but not a God for today.
咁你已經講個訊息呢,就是神是歷史的神,不過不是今日的神。
Now that created a dilemma inside of me.
咁這件事在我心裡面產生一個很大的矛盾。
Because I grew up on the hymns of the faith.
因為我從小長大就唱啲詩歌㗎嘛。
I had special memories of hymns.
我特別呢,很紀念,很懷念那些詩歌的。
My father would sing hymns to me as I was a little boy, as I was going to sleep.
我小小個時候,我爸爸呢,我睡覺之前呢,會唱詩歌給我聽的。
But I realized that the style of music we used in our church was going to keep people out of heaven.
但是我明白呢,我們教會用的詩歌那種的款呢,是會 會攔阻人進入天國呢?
Then I will change the style of music so that we can have more people in heaven.
我會改變音樂的方式,以致我們可以更多人進入天國。
Now, I realize that in some circles in Christian world, I would get shot for statements like that.
當然,我有某些教會,我這樣說,會打死我都不定的。
Normally, I don't make those kinds of statements without having a little bit clearer path to the door.
平時,我好像這樣說這些話,沒有預他們以後永遠都不再請我回來的。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你明白嗎?
The issue is, how do we connect with God in a way that connects with the people around us.
那個焦點就是我們怎樣可以跟神接觸,而用的方式就是我們也同時間跟這個世界有接觸。
Do people have to like Western style of music in order to become a Christian?
人是不是需要喜歡西方音樂才可以做基督徒呢?
See, that's the way it is sometimes in many churches.
很多教會就是這樣的。
Then unless you like music with a certain style,
除非你喜歡某一種的音樂,
that we're not, you're going to have to like that in order to be able to become a Christian.
你需要這樣才可以做基督徒。
Now, I know some of you come from more traditional styles.
我知道呢度咧有啲教会比较传统嘅音乐。
Maybe this is a place where a second worship service with a different style would be appropriate.
或者唔系去改变你嘅崇拜，或者咧系开多一堂崇拜，系用另外一种嘅音乐。
Okay, I'd like to have you take 2 minutes to reflect on this.
我而家想你用两分钟嚟到反省一下呢样嘢。
What is the Lord impressing upon you?
到底神同你讲紧啲乜嘢咧？
And then we'll come back together for the last segment to finish my goal.
跟住咧，我就翻嚟咧，我就完成我要讲到第六页呢个目标。
Holistic disciple making.
好，我哋去到第六页啦。呢个整全嘅门徒训练。
When I say disciple making, I'm saying this is the main purpose of the church.
当我讲呢个门徒训练咧，我讲嘅系教会最主要嘅目的。
In Matthew chapter 28,
马太28章,
the purpose that Jesus gave was to make more and better disciples.
耶稣话佢目的咧就要去叫人做门徒，而做更好嘅门徒。
You realize that worship can be done better in heaven.
大家都知道喺天上嘅嗰个敬拜会好过你而家。
Fellowship will be better in heaven.
在天上呢，那个的团契生活呢，是好过你现在。
But guess what you can't do in heaven?
但在天国有些事你现在做不到的。
You can't evangelize in heaven.
就是你在天国呢，不能够带人信耶稣。
That's uniquely what we're supposed to do while we're here.
这件事呢，是只有我们今天可以做得到，而今天我们必须要做的。
And we're to make more disciples.
我们需要呢叫更多人做门徒。
That's evangelism.
这个就是报道。
And we're to make better disciples.
我们要使人做更好的门徒。
That's nurture.
这个呢是培育。
And I don't like to separate those two.
我不想将两样东西分开。
Because some churches say, well, we focus on quality. We have better disciples.
有些教会就说我们是重视质素的，我们的门徒很厉害。
Well, guess what? Better disciples obey all that Jesus commanded, and better disciples make more disciples.
如果你是好的门徒，必须要听顺服耶稣说的事，即是要产生更多的门徒，要叫更多人做门徒。
And so if you're becoming more like Jesus, you become more like his heart, and therefore you do what is on his heart to do.
如果你越来越似耶稣，你就越来越有耶稣心肠，就是很想去完成耶稣想完成的事。
So disciple making is the goal, more and better.
所以门徒使人作门徒呢，是一个最重要的焦点啦，要更多门徒，亦都更好的门徒。
Holistic means ministering to the whole person.
整全的意思就是服侍一个整个人。
It means starting from where they are and meeting their needs and helping them move from where they are to where they need to be.
即是从他现在的情况开始，他的境况开始，来到满足他现在的需要，带领他去到他应该去的地方。
So holisticconnect back to the cultural relevance we talked about earlier.
所以当我们讲整全，又回去我们之前讲的那种适切本土文化。
Now,What I want to talk to you about here at this point, there's many things we could talk about.
当然讲到这里就很多很多东西可以讲。
But I think the most important one is to address the pastors.
不过最重要呢是要跟牧者。
How many of you are full-time pastors?
这个多少呢是全时间牧者的，请你举手。
Okay. How you spend your time is critical.
你怎么用你的时间很重要。
When you have a smaller church, it does not consume one's entire time to take care of the church.
如果你教会是小的话，你不需要你所有的时间去做完教会里面的事，其实已经可以用更少的时间已经做完了。
Especially if you mobilize believers according to their spiritual gifts, principle 8.
特别如果你做第八个原则，就是你推动训练弟兄姊妹去服侍。
Especially if you develop leaders.
特别如果你发展领袖。
Especially if you raise up groups to care for people.
特别如果你有一些的小组是可以关怀人的。
The question is, what are you personally doing to build relationships with unbelievers?
个问题就是你自己个人做紧啲乜嘢，可以同一啲唔信耶稣嘅人建立关系。
There is no impact without contact.
啊，如果我哋冇接触，我哋就唔可以带嚟改变。
And so, therefore, it's critical for you personally to be modeling what you want your people to do.
所以你需要咧成为你嘅弟兄姊妹嗰个嘅榜样嘅模范。
And so, who are you building relationships with that are not Christians?
咁所以而家问嘅问题就系你同边啲唔信耶稣嘅人建立咁关系咧
？That's step one.
依个第一步。
If you won't do it,
如果你唔做
，and you work full time,
而你系全时间侍奉咧
，your people aren't going to do it.
咁你嘅弟兄姊妹点会做咧
？The second thing is then, what do you do to help equip others to be able to build relationships with unbelievers?
第二样嘢你要问咧，就你点样样去装备你嘅弟兄姊妹去同唔信耶稣嘅人建立关系咧？
And in particular, number three, what are you doing to help new converts build relationships with their network of friends, relatives, and associates?
第三样嘢你要问自己就系你做紧啲乜嘢去帮助相信耶稣嗰啲人去同咧佢嘅朋友、未信耶稣嘅亲友嚟建立关系咧
？Those are the three most important questions I think that need to be addressed.
啊，依三个问题，我觉得系你需要问自己三个非常重要嘅问题。
Take 2 minutes and think about that.
用两分钟谂一谂呢个问题。第三个问题。
If you read English, Beyond Church Growth is the resource book.
如果你识睇英文咧，就去睇嗰本《Beyond Church Growth》，超越教会增长。
But the if you want in Chinese, the very best is the Church Planter's Toolkit has organized according to these principles.
咁如果你睇中文咧，就睇啱是介绍嗰本系咪？入边都有呢十个原则。
Okay, expanding network of cell groups.
好，第七页讲紧扩展细胞小组嘅网络。
What do I mean when I say cell group?
咁啊，細胞小組我意思係乜嘢咧
？My definition is very simple.
我嘅定義係好簡單嘅啫。
It is a disciple-making community.
係一個門徒訓練群體。
It is a community of believers, small group where God is in their midst, where they experience the presence of Christ and the power of Christ.And then fulfill the purpose of Christ in the world.
咁啊，一个嘅信耶稣基督嘅群体，系神喺佢哋中间，佢哋嘅目的就系完成神嘅心意，亦都活出神嗰种嘅生活出嚟，嘅生命出嚟。
So it is a community of believers.
呢个咧系一个信嘅群体。
And their goal is to make more and better disciples.
目的就系咧，要得到更多嘅门徒，同埋咧建立更好嘅门徒。
So in a very simple sense, that's what I mean when I say cell group.
所以我叫佢叫细胞小组嘅意思就系啱先我讲呢样嘢啦。
A couple of things I'd like to mention about the cell groups. I've seen many different cell group models all around the world.
我喺世界各地咧见到咧好多唔同所谓细胞小组教会嘅模式。
Number one, I'd like to say is there's no one model that is the perfect model.
咁啊，第一个样嘢我想讲咧，就冇一个咧系叫做完美嘅模式。
Even Ben Wong's model, as good as it is,
即系除咗我嗰个模式系最完美啦。
It is near the top.
讲笑啫，就系虽然佢认为我个模式唔错。
But it is not the perfect model.
不过当然唔系完美啦。
You need to find one that works for you well.
咁啊，你需要揾到一个咧系对你有帮助嘅模式。
So that's one thing I want to share.
咁啊，依样嘢第一样嘢我想分享嘅。
Some of the very important things about cell groups.
对细胞小组系一啲好重要嘅嘢。
The research project showed that the number one factor is building in the notion of multiplication into the cells.
咁啊，我哋提过呢个嘅研究咧，即系健康教会嘅研究， 就話俾佢聽，第一個好重要關於細胞小組嘅觀念咧，就係一定要將呢個繁殖觀念咧建立喺細胞小組裏邊。
One of the ways to do that is through having apprentice leaders and not starting new groups without apprentice leaders.
有一個好重要嘅方法咧，就係咧需要有個實習組長，咁咧就啊而咧。不会开始一个新小组，除非有一个实习组长出来，而个实习组长成为新的组长。
And so the notion of leadership development and the support of the leaders is very important.
所以这个发展领袖，也都呢去支持这些领袖，给资源他等等，这些很重要。
What the research shows actually of all the principles, the cell group is the most directly connected to church health and growth.
这些我们的研究告诉我们，所有得来的那些原则呢，就告诉我们，这个细胞小组这个原则呢，是最直接呢，是跟教会健康有关。
Now, you don't necessarily need to call them cell groups.
当然你不需要叫细胞小组。
That's what I call it.
这个是我用的名字。
But you could call them small groups or life groups or any number of things.
你可以叫小组、牧养小组、乜嘢小组都得。
The concept is that the cell group is in microcosm what the church is in macrocosm.
咁咧，嗰个观念咧就系咧，细胞小组就系个小型嘅教会，即系好似一个大嘅教会里边嗰个小型。
I think one of the reasons why small groups are so critical for the health of the church is that most of the commands in the New Testament cannot be obeyed in a large group setting.
點解小組係咁重要呢？就係因為呢，聖經裏面俾我哋嗰種嘅命令啊，大部分呢喺一個大型嘅教會裏面呢，喺一個所謂大聚會裏面呢，係不能實踐嘅。
For instance, where do you see in many churches James 5:16 being obeyed.
咁啊，譬如咧，喺好多教会入边，雅各书五章十六节喺边度咧系实践嘅咧
？Where it says, "Confess your sins to one another that you may be healed."
呢度话咧，要我哋咧彼此认罪，以致我哋可以得医治。
Try doing that in Sunday morning worship.
你试下只有崇拜咧，彼此认罪啊，得医治啊。
Don't try that if you want to have a short pastorate.
如果你好想人哋炒你魷魚，咁就可以試下啦，否則就唔好啦。
Where do you obey that command？
咁啊，幾多教會係真係去實踐呢一個命令咧
？In the small group，
就係喺細胞小組裏邊啦。
And as we'll see tomorrow morning, maybe even a smaller group than the small group。
咁啊，聽朝早我哋仲要講咧，喺個細胞小組裏邊咧，仲有一個更小嘅小組。
So we see that the small group is necessary for many of the one another commands of the scripture.
所以我哋见到喺个小组里边咧，系可以咧实践到圣经里边俾我哋好多嗰啲嘅命令系彼此嘅，要彼此咁，要彼此咁，要彼此咁，呢啲命令咧都要喺小组里边先可以实践嘅。
So the dynamics of the life of the cell is critical.
所以呢个细胞小组嗰个嘅生命系好重要。
And the development of apprentice leaders so there's multiplication is critical.
而呢个咧发展呢一个嘅实习组长或者呢个组长嘅发展，以致咧细胞可以不断去繁殖，系非常重要。
Now let me explain why many churches that try to implement cell groups fail to implement it well.
我想解釋點解有好多教會實踐呢個細胞小組咧係有困難喺中間。
One of the reasons is that when you start off with your best leaders。
一個原因就係咧，我哋開始嘅時候咧，我哋用我哋最好嘅領袖。
And you give them lots of attention。
我俾佢哋好多好好嘅注意力。
Then the next set of groups to get started are leaders that aren't quite as good as the first batch.
咁當然第二組嘅領袖咧，可能咧就冇第一組領袖咁勁啦。
And because there's more groups, they don't get as much of your attention.
咁當然咧，小組亦都係越嚟越多啦。咁因為更多小組咧，你亦都冇咁多時間去俾到佢哋。
Then when you get to the next set, the leaders are not so good.
咁去到第三個第三代咧，咁嗰啲領袖咧更加咧係冇第一、第二代咁好啦。
By that I mean they're less experienced.
咁我話冇咁好嘅意思，即是話更少經驗啦。
And they hardly get any of your attention.
咁當然教會又更加多人，咁可能你一啲注意力都俾唔到佢啦。
And you wonder why the number of groups starts to plateau.
咁你又發覺，我點解我教會好似慢慢好似停頓咧？
And that one of the reasons is you have the leadership dilution as time goes on.
個其中原因就係咧，你嘅領袖咧一代一代一代落去咧，就越嚟越薄弱。
That's coupled with energy depletion as you get spread thinner and thinner.
咁當領袖咧個生命越嚟越薄嘅時候咧，當然嗰個嘅力量咧就越嚟越減弱啦，所以咧個教會就會停頓。
And so that's part of the dynamic。
依一個咧，亦都係一個細胞小組教會裏邊必須要處理嘅一個嘅事。
There's another dimension。
有另外一樣嘢。
Which leads into page number 8。
亦都會帶領我哋進入去第八頁。
Developing and resourcing leaders.
第八頁咧講點樣發展，同埋咧去俾資源俾領袖。
Remember, this links back into what I talked about in effective pastoral leadership in principle 2.
咁當然呢樣嘢咧翻去我第二個原則啦。
Remember, I said that the leader helps to equip other people.
咁大家記得我提過咧，領袖嘅目的就係要咧去裝備其他人。
And I suggested that the word equip was like the word for coach.
咁我讲呢个装备咧个字咧，同埋呢个做教练咧系同一个观念。
And so the coach, whether it be like a soccer coach or a voice coach, comes alongside of somebody else to help them to be effective.
咁呢个教练做咩咧？教练咧就好似足球教练啊，某某教练咁样，佢就喺人嘅身边，同佢一齐去发展，而去教佢一路做一路教。
The best biblical example of a coach is a person named Barnabas.
最好系新约圣经俾我哋所谓教练嘅一个嘅榜样咧，就系巴拿巴。
Barnabas means the son of encouragement.
巴拿巴的意思就是呢鼓励之子。
Literally, that word in Greek means the one called alongside to help.
希列文的意思呢就是呢是被呼召来到身边来帮助那一位。
The picture is one that comes alongside.
那幅图画呢就是一个来到你身边的。
To help them to look out.
去帮助你呢去看前面。
And to help them in their own growth and development as well as their ministry.
也都帮助他个人的成长和他的侍奉的成长。
Now, in Japan, the word coach does not communicate that kind of relationship.
在日本呢，当我们用教练这个字眼呢，就没有这种关系的表达。
Very vertical society.
因为日本那种的文化呢，是只有直上的。
Let me show you what it communicates.
咁喺日本會會俾我哋咩觀念咧
？Come on up, please. Just stand right here.
See, hey, get out.
This is Japanese word coach.
呢個係日本嗰種嘅教練。咁行開有冇搞錯
？Biblical view is to come down.And come alongside and help them to say, what does God want you to do? What's out there? How are you going to grow? Okay.
Thank you. 聖經就是這樣。
Thank you very much. You did a great job.
好啊，你冇錯。聖經就來到他身邊，來到跟他解釋，又跟他一起去做。
Now this notion of coaching is very, very important.
咁啊，呢个教练呢一种嘅观念咧，系非常重要嘅喺教会入边。
We're going to start to explain that concept all of tomorrow afternoon。
全个听日嘅晏昼，我哋就会去解释呢个观念。
And how you do that？
你点样去做咧？我哋会讲。
But the important thing right now is you just begin to grasp the concept。
但好重要咧，你而家开始咧就要捉到呢个观念。
You know, it's interesting. The language that you use is very important。
咁啊，當然我哋用嘅語言好重要。
Because I started using the word coach in Japanese, I was wondering why the pastors were not responding well. Now I know. So I spent some time with Japanese leaders to say, what is the right word for coach? So I met with some of the sharpest Japanese leaders for 2 days to try to figure out what's the right word for coach. After 2 days, they came back and they said, Bob, there is no good Japanese for coach, as you understand.
兩日之後告訴我，原來在日本文化裏面，沒有這個觀念的，沒有一個字可以講到你想講這個教練的觀念。
That was after 12 hours of discussion over 2 days.
這個已經用了兩日的時間，12個小時的討論得來的結果。
So I said, can I make a suggestion?
那我就說，可不可以我給個建議呢？
And they said, right.
好啊，你試一下吧。
And I said, how about calling it Barnabas?
那我將我叫巴拿巴，那好不好？
And so they said, yes, that's good.
那他說，好啊，用這個名。
Barnabas.
巴拿巴他。
Which is the Japanese word for coach.
And
off of that root, now they build all sorts of words related to coaching.
現在呢，他們產生了很多新的字眼，關於這個教練這個。For instance,
to Barnabize is to coach.
譬如呢，要巴拿巴化咁樣嘅。
And having Barnabas times is having a coaching appointment.
咁啊，要約時間，有呢個教練啊，呢個守望嘅時間，我哋就話呢個巴拿巴時間。
And so they have all sorts of different words.
咁所以而家產生好多新嘅一種嘅名稱。
My favorite one is when somebody really catches the coaching concept.
咁我最中意嗰個觀念咧，就係個。 但是呢，如果有人真係捉到呢個教練嗰個觀念呢，
and it gets into their genetic code.
哇，入咗去佢心裏邊嘅深處，
and it revolutionizes their ministry.
完全改變佢嘅侍奉。
They say that this person goes barnaballistic.
咁啊，佢哋話呢個人呢，就巴拉巴巴巴。
If you want to be effective in pastoral ministry.
如果你要在牧羊上高是有效,
learn to be a Barnabas.
一定要學習做巴拿巴.
Learn to be a coach.
一定要學習去做教練.
To come alongside people to help them to be more effective.
來到人身邊去幫助他成為更有效的人.
Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to share with you some of the ways to do that.
明天下午我会分享呢，点样样去做呢样嘢。
But it is absolutely important if you're going to be effective in ministry.
不过非常重要就系你要明白，如果你喺侍奉上高要有效。
Pastors of smaller churches need to make the transition from being the doers of ministry to helping to coach those that do.
尤其是细嘅教会咧，个牧者一定需要咧。 轉變啊，從一個去做侍奉嘅人，去變成一個咧係去教人哋侍奉嘅人。
See the leadership transitions are first you're a player that you play.
Sorry.
That first you're a player, then you're a player coach, and then a coach.
就係首先咧，我哋咧係嗰個嘅隊伍隊員。
And then did you say all of us? Or
no,
just the one?
Just one.
Then you become a player coach.
跟住呢，你就做呢，就一路呢，係有個隊員，又係呢個隊嘅教練。
Then you become a coach.
跟住呢，你就完全成為一個教練。
Then you become a coach of those who coach.
跟住呢，成為教人哋嗰種教練。教練。
And I just described the leadership transitions of going from a church of under 50 to a church of over 500.
咁我啱先我讲个四个阶段咧，就已经形容咗咧50人嘅教会去到500人嘅教会需要经过嘅阶段。
And you don't jump from the beginning of player to being a coach of coaches right away. You go from player to player coach to coach. As the church grows, you change your leadership style.
当然咧，你唔系一跳咧，从一个队员咧，突然间跳到去教练嘅教练啦。所以你逐个逐个阶段去，先做队员，跟住做队员，同埋同时间做教练，跟住做教练，跟住教练嘅教练。
I call this the principle of shifting gears so you avoid stalling out.
我讲呢个原则咧，就系咧，如果你唔想架车咧死火咧，你必定要咧系转波，系咪？你唔转波就死火。
When you're driving a stick shift car，
如果你系揸车。
And you want to go forward.
你好想向前行。
Which is the best gear to start in?
咁啊，你从开始要行咧，你用咩波咧
？First gear.
一波。
But you don't want to stay stuck in first gear.
不过如果你只系一波咧，咁就好有问题，系咪
？Otherwise, the engine goes, you know, really high, and you start whining really fast, and then you'll.Burn out the engine.
如果你只系用一波嗰个架车就，到最后咩砰爆炸。
That was good translation. But you, after you get going a while in first gear, what do?
但系所以咧，你揸一波揸到咁上下，你要点咧
？You shift to second gear.
转去二波。
Now I understand it's getting late in the afternoon, so it gets late in the afternoon, we slow down a little bit.
咁當然咧，我知道而家晏晝啦，大家開始咧越嚟越慢啦。
So stop me if I go too fast for you.
所以如果我去得太快咧，等你啊，俾我慢落嚟。
But after you get going in second gear for a while,
如果你轉二波轉到咁上下
，then you go to gear number.
我哋上去就係
three.
Amen. 好似捉唔到啊，明白啊？
Just one gear.
香港成日都塞车，所以用嚟用去都一波啫。
Well, too much traffic, so you're only in first gear. Okay, I understand. That's the issue of shifting leadership style.
依一个咧，其实就系我哋要改变我哋做领袖嗰种嘅本啊，或者我哋嗰种嘅做法。
But here's the problem.
但系个问题喺边度咧？就喺呢度啦。
Most pastors don't know how to coach.
就係大部分嘅牧者咧，都唔識得點樣去做教練。
Because they went to a theological school.
因為佢哋去神學院受訓練。
And do the professors know how to coach?
神學院老師識唔識做教練
？They know how to be scholars.
佢識得做依一個嘅學者。
And so they train.Scholars,
所以佢訓練你出嚟咧，做個學者。
And so you'll tend to reproduce whatever it is you got in your own training.
咁所以你訓練得到啲咩咧，你就會繁殖呢一種嘅訓練。
So part of what's necessary is to learn how to coach.
所以咧，你好需要重新學咧，點樣去做教練。
And we're going to give you this week ways of how to do that.
咁呢個星期我就會俾你唔同嘅方法去點樣去做教練。
But many times that as you're learning how to coach yourself, you yourself need to be coached.
但好多时候咧，当你咧要教人哋嘅时候咧，你做教练嘅时候，你自己都需要有教练去教你。
See, that's one of the things that I've discovered is that in many academic theological trainings, that pastors need to unlearn some of the stuff that they've learned to learn how to really do ministry in the real world.
咁我就發覺咧，喺神學呢個訓練之後咧，啲人出嚟咧，其實咧啲牧者需要去解除佢神學院學嘅一啲嘢，以至可以咧喺呢個現實社會裏邊咧，真係可以牧會。
My problem when I went out to start the church was about a few months in that I realized I didn't know what I was doing.
我自己嘅問題咧，就當我開始牧養我教會幾個月後咧，我就發覺咧，我都唔知自己做緊啲乜嘢。
Can any of you relate to that?
有冇人啊帶有咁上下嘅感受？
And I realized that my seminary education, as fine as it was, did not equip me for 80% of what I was supposed to be doing.
咁我就發覺咧，我嘅神學教育雖然係好好啊，但係咧冇裝備我去做我要做嘅工作，最少80%係冇教我去點去做嘅。
The typical pastor spends about 60% of his or her time on leading and managing.
一般嘅牧者咧，用60%嘅時間咧，係攞嚟做管理啊。
And yet, there's very little training for that.
但係咧，係又帶領又管理，但係咧，神已經冇俾我哋呢啲嘅訓練。
One of the primary reasons why I decided to accept this invitation to come to Hong Kong this week is to help the key leaders that are gathered here in this room to catch the notion of coaching.
就好想俾喺呢度香港啲重要嘅领袖咧，可以捉到呢个观念咧。
So we can start to develop a coaching movement.
以致我哋可以做開始一個運動啊，就係做教練嘅運動。
Because that will double, triple, quadruple, even 10 times the amount of fruit will come out of the harvest if coaching is learned.
因為如果我哋咁樣做咧，我哋咧呢個嘅效率啊，香港教會嘅增長咧，會唔單止咧倍增咧，可以4倍、8倍、10倍嘅增長。
And you know what? Everybody needs a coach.
大家知唔知道咧？係每一個人其實都需要一個教練。
I need a coach.
我需要教練。
Pastor Ben needs a coach.
Bob 需要教練。
And everybody needs a coach.
個個人都需要教練。
And the problem is that sometimes we have to be humble enough to recognize that we need coaching.
我哋嘅問題就係有陣時咧，我哋需要謙卑自己，去明白原來我都需要俾人教。There
are people out there that will be willing to help come alongside of you and help to coach you in ministry.
其實可能有啲人咧係好願意咧嚟喺到你嚟到你身邊去幫助你喺侍奉上高。And
after this week, I think there will be even more people equipped to be able to do that.
而經過呢個星期咧，我期望咧更多人咧係識得點樣樣去做教練。
But it takes some humility to say, I need it.
但是呢，要講話，我需要人教我，又係需要謙卑嘅。
A good coach comes alongside to help people to reflect and to refocus.
一個好嘅教練呢，可以嚟到人身邊呢，幫助佢去反省，同埋重新呢，去決定佢嘅焦點應該點樣行。
Two questions I want you to reflect on.
兩個問題，我想你咧去反省。
And we'll pick up the theme of coaching throughout this week.
咁啊，成個星期我哋都會講教練噶啦。
Number one, in what ways are you a coach right now in your church ministry?
第一個問題咧，就係你而家侍奉裏邊，你點樣做緊教練咧？
And secondly, where do you need to be coached?
第二咧，就係你需要人哋教你啲乜嘢咧？
Think about that for a couple of minutes.
你諗下呢兩個問題，用兩分鐘。
Okay, let's pull back together.
好，我哋又再開始。
You'll notice in the notes there are many, many more questions and action points you can think about and apply when you go home.
咁啊喺你嘅筆記上高咧有好多反省嘅問題啊，同埋有好多行動嘅步驟。 咁啊，你可以翻去咧，去谂啊，去反省，去思考。
And I'm assuming that you can read, so I'm not going to read through each one of those.
因为我假设你系识字嘅，所以咧就冇同你逐个逐个去读啊。
So I'm sort of talking in general terms about some of the key concepts that will be reinforced through some of the questions that are asked.
所以喺呢度咧，我只系咧概括地俾你呢个意念，你可以自己翻去咧更深入嘅去思考。
On to page 9.
而家去第9页。
We're going to make it, by the way.
我相信我哋会讲完噶啦。
How many believe that we're going to make it?
有几多人本来系相信我哋可以讲完嘅？
We'll at least look at every page.
最少我哋每一页都会望一望啊。
The issue of mobilizing according to spiritual gifts.
咁我哋要睇下呢个按恩赐嚟到动员会众。
To have a well-mobilized church, you need at least 60 roles or tasks for every 100 people in attendance.
如果你要动员你成间教会咧，你需要咧每100个人咧最少有60个嘅岗位俾佢咧可以嚟到参与。
If you have less than 60% of your people mobilized in a ministry, then you are probably underutilizing your people.
如果你教会咧冇最少动员60%嘅会友咧，你系冇充分地去用你嘅教会嘅嗰个潜能。
Now, the theology of spiritual gifts should inform our placement of people in the ministry.
咁呢个属灵恩赐嘅神学咧，应该咧系俾我哋充分咧系有资料咧，我哋知道点样去将啱嘅人摆喺啱嘅位。
Part of it is realizing that people are already motivated by God because of the gifts and passions that He's put within them.
好重要，我哋要明白咧，其实神已经喺每一个人生命里边俾佢有充分嘅动力啊，就系咧神已经俾咗我哋一种嘅，又对某一种嘢咧事工咧系有佢热情，有佢嘅渴望。
So when I talk with a person, I'm always asking the question, what is it that God has placed within them?
所以我同人分享嘅时候，倾偈嘅时候，我好想明白咧，到底神摆咗喺你里边啲乜嘢？
Because when you use the spiritual gift, it's fulfilling.
因为当我哋用我哋所有嘅恩赐咧，我哋系做出嚟嘅嘢系好满足自己。
And it's effective.
同埋咧系好有效嘅。
So in other words, it helps to get something done to help advance the kingdom of God as well as help bring joy to the heart.
咁啊，所以咧，你话几好啦，又可以咧有效地咧嚟扩展神嘅国度，亦都满足自己嘅心，你话几好咧？
But sometimes it's like trying to put square pegs into round holes.
咁但系有啲人咧，将嗰啲圆嘅物件咧摆喺方嘅格里边。
So you want to find ministries that match the people.
所以咧，你需要咧揾到一啲啱个人嘅事工，去摆啱个人喺嗰度。
Now one of the mistakes that many pastors make is they get all excited about spiritual gifts.And then they go home and they preach a whole set of messages and sermons on spiritual gifts.
咁其中一个牧者好容易做嘅错误咧，就系佢，哇！佢哋好兴奋啊，关于属灵恩赐啊，咁啊，翻去教会咧就讲一连串嘅信息，讲属灵恩赐。
And that gets people all excited.
咁啊，个个咧好兴奋啊。
Because the message says that God's given you a spiritual gift, and when you use your spiritual gift, it'll be effective and it'll be fulfilling to you.
咁啊，个信息就话咧，神已经俾咗你属灵恩赐，你用你属灵恩赐，咁你里边咧就觉得好满足，因为你做紧神要你做嘅嘢。
And yet I run across a whole bunch of lay people that are burnt out on spiritual gifts.
咁咧，你会揾到咧成班嘅弟兄姊妹咧，就喺属灵恩赐嗰度咧，哇，努力。
Because the pastor time and time again has gotten them excited about spiritual gifts.But then doesn't help them find a place of ministry in light of those gifts.
但慢慢，弟兄姊妹咧又开始咧对属灵恩赐咧系冷淡啊？点解咧？因为我哋不断讲属灵恩赐啊，好多嘢啊，但系咧冇侍奉岗位俾佢去用呢啲属灵恩赐出嚟。
So it's important before you start teaching on gifts.To organize a system or a way to help people to find a place of ministry appropriate for their giftedness.
咁所以咧，你未去教属灵恩赐之前咧，好重要我哋揾到一个教会嘅架构或者系统咧，系嗰啲人咧可以参与嘅，以至可以用到嘅属灵恩赐出嚟。
One way you can do that is by every newcomer that comes in to help give them some orientation and some teaching and then some guidance to find a place of ministry.
咁當然咧，每一個新嚟嘅人咧，你可以俾佢咧有一啲嘅教導，俾佢可以咧揾到佢嘅適切佢嘅侍奉崗位。
In the church planner's toolkit, there's more explanation on how to do this kind of thing.
咁啱先所講嘅翻譯咗本書咧，入邊亦都有一啲嘅幫助咧，係工具你可以用咧嚟幫助人揾到嘅屬靈恩賜。
If you don't have good discernment to know what people can do in the right kinds of ministries, then find somebody that does have that kind of discernment and be able to help have them help you in the process of guiding people in the ministry. By the way, do you know what spiritual gift is best at placing people into the right spot?
可以將對的人放在對的位置，需要什麼屬靈恩賜呢？
The gift of administration.
這個就叫做行政的恩賜。
The gift of administration is the ability to spot ability.
行政恩賜就是可以見到人的那種恩賜。
The gift of administration knows who can do what kind of work. Also, the gift of wisdom or exhortation would be very helpful. So that's the introduction to the notion of mobilizing people according to spiritual gifts. Page number 10.
第十頁.
I could say a lot about appropriate and productive programming.
關於這一點呢,即是適切和有效的這個活動呢,我可以講很多嘢。
Let me say a couple of things.
但我只要講兩件事。
If you want to be effective in a smaller church, find out what God is blessing and do more of that.
如果你在一個小的教會裡面,你很想更有效呢,你就找一下,到底神在你教會裡面祝福緊什麼呢,你就做更多的事。
Build on your strength.
你建立在你自己的強點上高。
If you're trying something and it doesn't work over the long term,
如果你是在做一些事情,而来来去去都没什么果效的,
either change it,
要求你改那样东西,
or get rid of it and try something else.
你就不要再做了,或者你试一下其他东西。
Smaller churches have limited resources.
小一点的教会,那种资源是少一点的。
Therefore, it's critical that you invest resources in things that are more productive.
所以你很重要呢,你是呢,你就呢,将你的资源摆在一些更有效的活动上。Remember
the story of the seed that gets thrown on the rocky ground, you know, the roadside, the rocky ground, and so on.
这个撒种的比喻大家都知道,就是撒一些种,有些是在石头上高,有些是在
If the sower were to go out and sow again, where would the sower sow?
如果这个人撒种,知道有这样的果效,他都知道这个情况,他再出去撒种,他会撒在哪里呢?
The second time, the sower would learn from his mistakes and would sow in the good ground.
第二次,他从自己的错误里面会学习,他就会特别要撒在那些好土里面,是吧?
Now, I realize that's not the point of the parable.
当然,那个比喻目的不是讲这件事。
But the wise farmer doesn't sow seed where it's not going to produce fruit.
但是一個聰明的農夫就不會去撒那些種子在一些不會產生果效的、沒有果子的地方，是不是?
And so therefore, when we do ministries, we need to see what's bearing fruit and do more of that, and find out what isn't bearing fruit and make some changes or eliminate that so that we can keep focusing our efforts on the productive.
所以我们侍奉的时候,我们很需要明白到底什么是带来果效的,而那些东西我们需要多些去做,而那些没果效的东西要停止做,要改一改,以致我们可以更多的时间集中去做有果效的东西。
I was consulting one time with a smaller church.
有一次我是一间小一点的教会,在那里做顾问。
And they were wanting help.
佢哋好想我幫佢。
So I came in and did some consulting with them.
我入嚟咧係幫佢哋做一啲嘅顧問嘅工作。
And I came to the conclusion they were doing way too many things.
咁我結論咧就佢哋做好多好多嘢。
So they were wearing their people out with too many meetings and too much stuff.
嗰啲弟兄姊妹就嚟死噶啦，有咁多聚會，有咁多嘅活動。
And besides that, the things that they were doing were not effective.
而咧，佢哋做呢啲嘢都冇果效嘅。
And so I gave them some counsel.
所以我俾一啲意見俾佢哋。
And I said, you need to stop doing about 60-70% of what you're doing.
你而家咧需要停止你所有嘅活動嘅最少60-70%活動，你停止佢。
And move the people into one or two key things to work on that hard and see if it'll work.
你咧就將你啲弟兄姊妹集中咧喺一兩樣嘢上高，睇下呢兩樣嘢做唔做得到。
Unfortunately, the church did not listen.
好不幸，個教會冇聽我講。
And I trust that the church still exists today, although I doubt it.
咁啊，我都唔知而家依間教會仲存唔存在。
You can't waste your resources trying to do too many things.
你唔可以咧嚟到浪費你嘅資源啊，去做太多嘅嘢。
Do the few really important things, which if done with excellence, will really make a difference.
做少啲，但係咧係更有效嘅嘢，而卓越地去做。長期咧會帶嚟更多嘅果效。
You grow better by focusing on the few things.
你集中去做少啲嘅嘢，會帶嚟更好嘅增長。
Page 11
第十一頁
is a one-page planning sheet.
係依個係幫助你去計劃嘅一頁。
And that's from a book that's now out of print, and it's a very excellent sheet. You can use that as a reference. That's what that's there for.
呢一頁咧係已經絕咗版噶啦，因為從一本書絕咗版嘅書入邊攞出嚟嘅，所以咧你要好好地珍惜，會好幫助你嘅。
And principle number 10, starting churches that reproduce, we're going to deal with that on Wednesday.
第十個原則，我哋會第三星期三去講呢個原則。
On Wednesday, we're going to talk about how to create vision for starting a new church.
星期三我哋会讲咧点样样去诞生一个开始新堂嘅一个嘅意象。
And some of the steps to use to start a new church.
而咧开始新教会嘅一啲嘅步骤。
And on Wednesday afternoon, I'm going to talk about how do you utilize lay leaders to begin to start and multiply cell groups that can lead to a new congregation.
而我哋都会讲咧，点样样你可以推动咧一个平信徒领袖咧，去咧开始一个新嘅聚会。
I want to give you 2 minutes for reflection.
而家俾你两分钟去反省。
真正传播系一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。